radio station all about you.
I like things that are mine. Serving America's heartland by 96.7 Delaware and Union County. WDLR, Marysville, Delaware.
This is a radio station all about you.
I like things that are mine.
Serving America's heartland by 96.7 Delaware and Union County.
Under the lights, Friday night. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
Marysville Monarch High School football is brought to you by Union Rural Electric, OSU Marion, Mike's Roofing, Middlefield Bank, Sheets, Duke Insurance, Telligent, and Monarch Roofing.
At Ohio State Marion, we're serious about keeping college affordable and accessible. With the lower tuition pathways of a regional campus and over $1 million in aid awarded to Ohio State Marion students annually, we have the resources to help students and their families cover the cost of a college degree. To learn more about Ohio State Marion or to schedule a visit, call 740-725-6242 or visit go.osu.edu/visitmarion.
This is Martin Bernhardt, president of Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Back in 1960, my father, Mike Bernhardt, started our business with a simple philosophy. Use the best materials, top quality workmanship, and treat every home as if it were your own. It's worked well, and today we have thousands of satisfied customers.
Call Mike's Roofing Incorporated today for your free estimate, 740-387-ROOF. That's 740-387-ROOF or online 24/7 at mikesroofinginc.com.
Monarch's Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarch's Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart, crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarch's Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarch's Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My 96.7.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. I'm Scott Swiezinski. Once again, we've got a fun slate of games as we get into division play. We're going to start off right away over on WINF 98.5 with Ron Smith and Andy Bryan, who have the Warriors of Westerville North against the Big Nut, the Golden Eagles of Big Walnut. Ron and Andy, should be a fun game tonight, right?
It should be a fantastic one, Scott. We have Big Walnut coming in, doing very well so far this season, and Westerville North is still trying to find their identity after a winning season last year. And Andy, Big Walnut has some challenges tonight, but I think they're going to do okay against Westerville North.
Yeah, I agree, Ron. They do have some challenges in this game tonight. They are 6-1 coming into this game tonight, and last week they won at Worthington Kilbourne 35-20. So that's a pretty big win there as far as that goes for them. And some of their key players are Nolan Burley, their running back, and Eli Stumpf, their quarterback. We got to see them earlier in the year, and they are a pretty impressive team. We saw them beat Dunbar back in week two, 47-0. Got to experience that running clock, and we got to call a game outside. Thankfully, it was not too windy or rainy that evening. But, yeah, they look good that night, and they seem to just be rolling right along as they've just ripped off win after win at this point.
Westerville North, on the other hand, comes in with a record of 2-5, had a very convincing victory in Game 1, 24-0 against Westerville Central, but they've also been blanked themselves three times this year. So the only two wins the Westerville North has is against Westerville Central and against Delaware Hayes. Last year, they had a record of 6-5, including a playoff win. This year, they might finish 2-8. So it should be a very interesting game that we have for you from Big Walnut tonight, with Westerville North trying to get some traction towards the end of this season, and Big Walnut on cruise control. We'll have it all for you from Big Walnut shortly on WINF.
So let's see if Westerville North can stop Nolan Burry and the Golden Eagles. When we come back, Steve Ishmael and myself are going to talk a little bit about the Marysville Monarchs as they have another OCC Cardinal Division game. You're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. Tune in after the break.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold on hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
And we're back with the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. Marysville had Olentangy last week during their homecoming game. Steve, what did we see last week, and what are we going to see this week as they go back on the road against the Thomas Worthington Cardinals?
You know, the Monarchs hung tough with the Braves early in that game, but it kind of got away from you after they gave up two plays, 80-yard touchdown drive on the opening drive they had. But the Monarchs controlled the clock for the most of the first and second quarter after that. They had a 19-yard TD run by J.J. Henry and a field goal by Isaac Heller that gave them a 10-7 lead. But from there, Luke Kulicki show just popped up everywhere. QB threw for three second-quarter touchdown passes, had four in the first half. His stats were just crazy, and I don't even think he threw a pass in the second half. The Braves rattled off a total of 42 unanswered points against a tough Monarch defense. And they were in control most of the night after that first quarter. Marysville didn't even score again until mid-fourth when the Brady Carter took a QB keeper 45 yards for a touchdown. Like you said, they lost on homecoming night 49-17, but they did get some secondary points from Dublin Jerome and Lancaster and sit currently 12th in Region 2. But tonight they face an old foe in Thomas Worthington, which dates back to about 1929.
Wow, 1929. That's an amazing track record. And what are we going to see with Thomas Worthington this evening, Steve?
Well, you had Scott Gordon, who took over for Coach Mike Piketty, who stepped down after five seasons last year at Thomas Worthington. Gordon, who is an alumni, previously coached for them 2007 to 2013, went 22-48, but he stepped away so he could watch his son play college football. And currently, Cardinals are sitting at 1-6 after losing to Olentangy Berlin last week, 26-6. And they're averaging only about 150 total yards of offense and about 15 points a game. But in the last three, they've only scored a total of 16. So their offense is struggling definitely a little bit. Defensively, they're giving up an average of 39 points a game and have given up 40 or more in the last four of their six losses. Marysville is 11-1 against in 12 contests against Thomas Worthington, and they're definitely vulnerable against the run, which could play into Marysville's favor with J.J. Henry and Colin Wimbers, where they're going to look to have a big night.
So we'll see if the Monarchs can continue to push towards the playoffs. After the break, Dave Gorenflot is going to talk a little bit about some Northern action, as Northmore is going to travel to Mount Gilead to see if Mount Gilead can clean up their wounds and bounce back. You're listening to the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. Come on back, folks.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart, crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
From every snap, to every catch, to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In partnership with Ohio's Electric Cooperatives and the Ohio Energy Project, Union Rural Electric is pleased to provide an award-winning education program for your school. The E3 program is designed to promote energy literacy and understanding of the nature and role of energy in the universe and in our lives. As a school partner, you're provided with the curriculum, laboratory equipment, and support activities to bring STEM learning to the classroom. This program is open to teachers, grades 3 through 12, of science, technology, and environmental science, and is sponsored by Union Rural Electric. For more information, visit URE.com.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My96.7.
We're back with the Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. Dave Gorenflo is going to talk a little bit about the Golden Knights of Northmore, who are going to travel to Mount Gilead, who took a rough loss last week. Dave, what are we going to hear on 95X tonight?
I'm not sure after what I witnessed last week, to be very honest. Really never would have anticipated what happened to Mount Gilead a week ago. You've got two teams on different trajectories here. The Indians at 6-0, poised to set school records for victories, and a lot of other things could have happened for them last Friday night that simply didn't happen. Less than 6 minutes into the game, they were down 21-0. It was 32-0 after the first quarter, and it was all over from there as they had dropped a 46-0 decision to Centerburg. The defense was, which has been staunch all year long, was somewhat porous, and they never got that running game going. And of course, they are pretty one-dimensional. They don't throw the ball very often at all. I think going into last week, Fricke had only thrown 22 passes maybe on the season, their quarterback. So they'll be looking to regroup. Coach Reed's been around this game long enough that I'm sure he's talked to his kids about how those games are going to happen. You don't want them to happen, but they do, and you just got to regroup and be the team that you were in those first 6 weeks and come back, because they came into that game absolutely leading the KMAC in defense with no one even close, and also had the leading rushing offense in the league. Well, take a look at Northmore. They're kind of a different trajectory. I think they kind of found themselves 2 weeks ago at Danville. Going into that one, they hadn't had much success up to that particular point. And I think the real key has been the emergence of Tanner Miley, their quarterback. He really came on in that game at Danville, running the football, not really in option situations. They ran quarterback sweeps and quarterback counters and intentionally designed plays to get him the football. Going into last week, and I couldn't find totals on Friday night's game, he had 258 yards rushing. Carson Campbell, who was a 900-yard rusher a year ago, only had 177 yards through five games. So they have no rusher in the top 10 in the KMAC at all. Receiver Connor Stockdale has 415 yards and five TDs. Miley, his passing has improved. Last week, he passed for 234 yards, three touchdowns, 75% completion rate for the night, rushed for another 30 yards and a touchdown. So it's all revolving around Tanner Miley, his top receiver, Brad Bolin, 92 yards receiving and a touchdown. We talked about Mount Gilead's defense a week ago. Going into the game, they had 83 tackles for loss on the season as a team, the top five defenders with tackles for loss. And they got a few of those as the game progressed last Friday night, but certainly not enough. So they're going to have to regroup both offensively and defensively. A year ago, Mount Gilead gave Northmore their toughest scare during an undefeated regular season, which took them all the way to the regional finals. And so they know they can play with the Knights. And this year, their personnel probably matches them or is superior to what Northmore has. So it just depends on which Mount Gilead team shows up.
So there you have it, folks. Northmore jockeying to get into the playoffs. And when we return, we're going to talk about some bubble teams that are fighting for their lives, or at least their playoff lives. Come back after the break. You're listening to Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable. We'll be back.
Look, Mike's Roofing Incorporated tears off and installs new roofs every day. Call for a free estimate and inspection. Mike's Roofing Incorporated services include residential and commercial roof installation and repair. They constantly educate themselves on new products and procedures and hire, train, and retain the finest craftsmen. Residential or commercial, repair or replace, look to Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Call for an estimate or schedule your roofing job today at 740-387-ROOF. And check them out online at mikesroofinginc.com.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My 96.7.
We're back with Bob Kennedy Announcer Roundtable. As we hit week 8 of the playoffs, teams are fighting for their lives, fighting for playoffs, trying to get in. Dave Gorenflot, what are some teams you see that may have a chance of getting in, and what do they need to do to get there?
Well, ironically, two of the teams that have dominated the KMAC the last 2 years, Northmore and Danville, are both kind of on the outside looking in at this particular point. Northmore was ranked number 12 in their region a week ago. But they got another big victory, and they can take a big step toward that by defeating Mount Gilead this week, because that's going to give them lots of secondary points as the Indians come in 6-1. Danville is tied for 11th in Division 7, Region 27, so they have to keep up their winning ways to get a shot to get back into the playoffs. And the MOAC, River Valley, pretty far removed at number 15, but got a victory last week, so it depends on what they can do coming down the stretch. And then you've got a number of other teams that still have it. Shelby is in, Galleon is in, I think Clear Fork is probably in the MOAC. Fredericktown was sitting at a pretty solid number 5 a week ago. And Mount Gilead, in spite of their loss last week, should still be in good shape if they don't fall too far over these last 3 to 4 weeks of the season. And Centerburg got number 8 a week ago, really improved their stock by knocking off Mount Gilead last week.
Let's jump to Steve Ishmael. Ish, what teams are you seeing that have a outside shot to get in, and how are they going to get there?
Well, I got a couple that's got an outside shot. You got Darby, who is currently sitting at 13 in Region 2. They need to win and get some help. But on the schedule for them is 6-1 Olin Tangi. We've also got the Berlin Bears, who are in Region 3, and they are 13 as well. They're going to need to win and get some help. They also have Olin Tangi listed on the schedule. And you got Jerome, who needs to win and hold on, because they're listed at number 7 right now in Region 2. But their schedule is a little more favorable, but they still have Olin Tangi also on the schedule. But the one that I think that can pull this off is sitting at number 12, and that's Marysville right now. They've got 3 games left. They got a 1-6 Thomas Worthington, a 2-5 Berlin, and a 2-5 Hilliard Darby. And as Al Davis said, just win, baby, and you're in.
Winning will take care of a lot of issues. Marysville, if they win out, might actually end up with a home game potentially. Andy Bryan, let's talk about some teams you're seeing or some things that might happen that could change the playoff structure. What do you see there your way?
Well, Steve mentioned one of the teams that I was going to bring up, and that's Olandangy Berlin. They are 2-5 overall, but they're 2-0 in the Cardinal Conference. So, like Steve said, just win, baby. They just need to win out and maybe put themselves into the playoffs. The teams that look good, of course, are Olandangy themselves, who are 6-1 overall and 2-0 in their conference. And, of course, Orange. We've been talking about Olandangy Orange all year. They look really good. But the team that is on the outside right now trying to make the move is Berlin. And what's good for them is that they are 2-0 inside their conference. So they still have a legitimate shot.
Yes, they do. And don't forget about Olandangy Liberty, my outside shot, after starting 0-3, have rattled off 4 wins in a row, knocking off Upper Arlington last week, 16-6. Ladies and gentlemen, kickoff is just around the corner, so stay tuned. Thanks for listening to the Bob Kenny Announcers Roundtable, and have a great weekend.
At Ohio State Marion, whatever your path, every degree is an Ohio State degree. Many students choose to start their Ohio State journey at a regional campus. At Ohio State Marion, you'll enjoy the caliber and opportunities of a Big Ten university and a close-knit campus community close to home, knowing that no matter which campus you graduate from, your diploma will read the Ohio State University. Many campuses, one Ohio State.
Union Rural Electric is proud to support local youth through our scholarship programs. Union Rural Electric offers both four-year and two-year PATH scholarships. High school seniors from member households that receive electric service are eligible to compete in this one-time scholarship contest. Seniors, don't miss out on cash for college. Union Rural Electric works to help our community thrive through initiatives led by our employees and our board. For more information on this program, visit URE.com, sponsored by Union Rural Electric.
From every snap, to every catch, to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand, to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids. Now here's your host, Skip Mossig.
And hi again, everyone. Welcome into week number 8 of High School Football across Ohio, where we have some key matchups for league titles tonight and still a few unbeatens going head-to-head. We'll get right to it and begin our Week 8 previews next on the Ohio News Network.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wenson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential. Because in Ohio, public education matters.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. BEX honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by BEX Hybrids at BEX. They are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. We'll begin our Week 8 previews in the northeastern quadrant of the state. Our first stop is Ashland County, where Ashland is still unbeaten 7-0. Tonight, they host 5-2 West Holmes, a team that Ashland coach Scott Valentine says the need to play well against if they expect to get to 8-0.
They have some physical runners running the ball. Quarterback does a good job of distributing it. Defensively, they play downhill. They're a physical up front team. So we're going to have to adapt. And then special teams wise, we got to make sure we're prepared for the things they do special teams wise.
Game of the night in Wayne County has Akron Manchester playing at Worcester Triway. Both are 6-1. Stark County, another matchup between 6-1 teams, has Uniontown Lake playing at Canton McKinley. Lake coach Dan DeGeorge knows his team will need to play well.
Very well coached, very athletic team, by far the toughest team we've played to date. So we're going to have to show up, protect the football, and play a lot better than we have been to have a chance of winning.
To Summit County, Wadsworth still perfect at 7-0. Tonight they're at 6-1, Macedonia Nordonia, a team that Wadsworth coach Justin Todd says does a lot of things really well.
They're probably the most versatile team that we've played from a schematic perspective. They can throw the ball really well. Sometimes they'll align in an empty set, and then in a couple plays later, they'll be in, you know, two tight ends and running the football.
North to Lake County, Wycliffe plays host to Rootstown. Both are 6-1. Rootstown coach Tom Hannon says he knows what to expect tonight.
Wycliffe is a big, strong, physical team. They run the ball about 88% of the time. They're huge up front. They've got three or four nice backs, so they're going to pose us a problem. They're going to come right at us and try to punch us right in the mouth.
South to Trumbull County, Poland is 6-1. Tonight they're at 7-0. Girard, a team that Poland coach Tom Pawlanski says is the real deal.
Defensively, they're extremely aggressive. A lot of man coverage. You know, they present a really big, big challenge. Defensively and trying to move the ball. Offensively, they're as dynamic as any other team that we have seen, and it's not even close.
Mahoning County, West Branch welcomes in Alliance. Both are 6-1. Alliance coach Tim Goodman.
West Branch is a potent offense. They average a lot of points per game, so we have our work cut out for us on that side of the ball. They have a dynamic playmaker in Jeremiah Thomas. Their quarterback, Grady Hurst, is very, very dynamic. Defensively, they don't give up many points. They swarm the football.
South along the river to Belmont County, St. Clairsville plays host to Bloom Carroll. Both are 5-2. These teams have met in the postseason before, and St. Clairsville coach Brett McLean says he's looking forward to the matchup.
They've got a very deep roster with seniors. They platoon a lot of guys, which I think gives them a great advantage at this level. Very physical. They come downhill at you. Defensively, everyone wants to tackle. Everyone's getting to the ball well.
West into Tuscarawas County and a matchup between unbeatens as Ridgewood plays at Indian Valley. Indian Valley coach Matt Lancaster says this should be a good one.
Always incredibly well coached, and they have such a proud tradition at Ridgewood. The kids always play so hard, always got a stout defense and just do things right offensively. So it's going to be a tough fight.
Into Central Ohio, Licking County is our next stop. Licking Valley still perfect at 7-0. Tonight they're at 5-2, Granville, a team that Licking Valley coach Randy Boffman says has a tough defense.
Tremendous speed, my goodness. Their defense, they just come after you from all angles, and that's what I'm talking about, where they can kind of outnumber you if you just try to load up and pound the ball at them.
Delaware County, Buckeye Valley, 5-1, plays host to 5-2 Columbus Academy, a team that Buckeye Valley coach Grant Georgic says is a difficult one to prepare for.
They're creative offensively. You know, they go in and out of balanced and unbalanced sets. Yeah, I think they can put the ball pretty much anywhere on the field. you know, they expand teams laterally, but they can also take shots.
Game of the night in Franklin County features 7-0 Olentangy Orange playing at 6-1 Upper Arlington, a team that Orange coach Wes Schrader says is really good.
Defensively, they're very strong and disciplined. They get to the ball. Offensively, they got an athletic quarterback. You know, they got a nice back and a very good receiver with a solid offensive line. So they're a complete team, and you know, we're going to have to play our best game to give ourselves a chance in the end. A
couple of good ones in Madison County tonight. Jonathan Alder will play at London, both still perfect at 7-0. Also 7-0 is West Jefferson. This evening they host 6-1 Mechanicsburg. Mechanicsburg coach Kurt Forrest says you know what you get when you face West Jeff.
They throw the heck out of it, but they can also run it whenever they choose to and kind of decide to go that route. But their bread and butter is throwing the ball, and they have a senior quarterback who's been there for a long time and has done a lot of really, really, really good things.
Coming up as we continue getting you ready for your game broadcast this evening, we'll hit the Northwest, Southwest, and Southern areas of the state as the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids, continues on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Reagan Schnipke, from Elgin High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I love being a part of a team where we can like work together in order to achieve our goals and win, obviously. I also like independent sports like cross country and track because they're individual and I like competing for myself.
Reagan brings that same winning attitude to FFA.
And I really like it, and I learn a lot, and it's a lot of good experience. Job interview taught me a bunch of stuff, and I'm also an officer for FFA, and it's taught me a lot with public speaking.
And maybe the greatest lessons are learned in agriculture.
Agriculture has brought many aspects to my life. It has taught me that teamwork, hard work, responsibility, time management and determination is needed to succeed in life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
You can stream the game on your phone while you're gardening. You can stream it while you walk the dog. You can stream it at a trampoline park. You can even stream it at a monster truck rally. But the second you get behind the wheel, the game's over. Remember, Ohio, phones down. It's the law.
Do you have foot pain? Foot pain is not normal, regardless of your age or job. Podiatric physicians are the most qualified doctors to care for your feet and can provide important foot care solutions or shoe inserts to better manage foot pain. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association podiatric physicians are located throughout the state and are dedicated to providing the highest quality foot and ankle care. We've been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Poorly imitated, never duplicated. This is ONN's Tonight in High School Football. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by the Ohio Education Association and by Bex Hybrids. And welcome back, everyone. Our Week 8 previews take us to Northwest Ohio. Our next stop is Ottawa County. Pemberville Eastwood will play at Genoa area. Both are 6-1. Eastwood coach Sam Cotterman says Genoa changes things up a lot on offense.
They go between the spread and the wing T, power football type stuff out of the other formation, and they do so without having to change personnel, so that creates issues for your defense.
Couple of good ones in Lucas County this evening. Findlay 5-2 will play at 6-1 Toledo Whitmer. Findlay coach Stefan Adams says his team will need to play well.
We're excited about the opportunity. Whitmer's a great football team. Coach Keller's done a great job thus far this season. Got great numbers, got great-looking kids. They're super physical, you know, in all facets of the game, athletic.
Also in Lucas County, 4-3, Oregon Clay plays host to 6-1 Perrysburg. Clay coach Derek Pennington says after a big win a week ago, he hopes his team can keep their momentum going tonight.
Great challenge and opportunity for us. Obviously, our guys are coming into it with a lot more confidence after beating Anthony Wayne last week in an upset. we're just focusing, you know, we're a young team. We're just trying to get better each day.
A couple of other good wins in Northwest Ohio. Williams County, 5-2 Edgerton will host 6-1 Sherwood Fairview. Meanwhile, a matchup between unbeatens in Hancock County as Liberty Benton welcomes in Lipsick. Mercer County, Marion Local is still perfect at 7-0. Tonight they host 5-2 Anna. Anna coach Nick Marino.
The challenge for us is going to be moving the ball on offense. Trying to do some things that maybe they're a little bit different, and trying to find some spots where we can run the football against them effectively.
We head southwest. Game of the night in Montgomery County has Kettering Alter hosting Cincinnati McNicholas. Both are 5-2. Meanwhile, in Butler County, Talawanda is still unbeaten at 7-0. Tonight they host 5-2 Harrison. Harrison coach Derek Rehage says his team will need to get after it.
They have an amazing run game. Was a great offensive line, played tenacious defense, and it'll be a great challenge for us, but we're excited to have Talawanda where they are and battle for a league title.
Claremont County, Goshen is 5-2. Tonight they host 6-1 Clinton Massey, a team that Goshen coach Shane Elkin says slowing down can be a challenge.
Defensively, we got to hope to contain their offense. Their offense, they do what they do. They're the standard in this league, and you know, they're not going to change because of some team that they play. And defensively, we're going to have to play bend and not break defense.
Warren County is next. Carlisle plays host to Dayton Oakwood. Both are 5-2. Carlisle coach Josh Kugel says Oakwood has a lot of talent.
I have a receiver that's one of the best receivers in the state of Ohio. They have a quarterback that is extremely efficient. A secondary that prides himself on not giving up the big play. So we have our hands full with Oakwood this week.
Couple of good ones in Southern Ohio tonight. Scioto County, Beaver Eastern will be at Portsmouth Notre Dame. Both are 7-0. Meanwhile, Lawrence County, Ironton Rock Hill, 6-1, welcomes in 4-3 Portsmouth. Next to Athens County, Trimble is 5-2. They play host to 3-3 Reidsville Eastern. Eastern coach Jason Jackson says Trimble does what they do.
They run a really nice two tight package with a wishbone, very disciplined, hard runners, and definitely be a great big challenge for us.
And our final stop is Perry County, where Sheridan welcomes in Morgan. Both are 5-2. Morgan coach Seth Brown says his team needs to be ready to play on both sides of the football.
That running back runs the ball extremely hard, and then they have a really dynamic skill player as well. And then always defensively, Coach Culver has them, run into the ball extremely well.
And as we continue getting you ready for your game broadcast, we'll be back to wrap up this week's edition of the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids, next on the Ohio News Network.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. Bex honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it. And that's be the difference. Right now. In every decision. In every season.
Friday night, Under the Lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wenson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential, because in Ohio, public education matters.
This is ONN.
And that'll put a wrap on week number 8 of Tonight in High School Football. As always, wherever your team's in action, hopefully they're going to come out on top. For Brian Mays, I'm Skip Mossick. As always, thanks for listening and enjoy your game broadcast. This is the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids, from the Ohio News Network.
This is Martin Bernhardt, president of Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Back in 1960, my father, Mike Bernhardt, started our business with a simple philosophy. Use the best materials, top quality workmanship, and treat every home as if it were your own. It's worked well, and today we have thousands of satisfied customers.
Call Mike's Roofing Incorporated today for your free estimate, 740-387-ROOF. That's 740-387-ROOF, or online 24/7 at mikesroofinginc.com.
At Ohio State Marion, we're serious about keeping college affordable and accessible. With the lower tuition pathways of a regional campus and over $1 million in aid awarded to Ohio State Marion students annually, we have resources to help students and their families cover the cost of a college degree. To learn more about Ohio State Marion or to schedule a visit, call 740-725-6242 or visit go.osu.edu/visitmarion.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart, crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Union Rural Electric is proud to support local youth through our scholarship programs. Union Rural Electric offers both four-year and two-year PATH scholarships. High school seniors from member households that receive electric service are eligible to compete in this one-time scholarship contest. Seniors, don't miss out on cash for college. Union Rural Electric works to help our community thrive through initiatives led by our employees and our board. For more information on this program, visit URE.com, sponsored by Union Rural Electric.
From every snap, to every catch, to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand, to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
Under the Lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My 96.7.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Scott Swiezinski, and with me, as always, is Steve Ishmael. Tonight, we have the opportunity to sit down with Coach Justin Lauck, offensive coordinator of the Marysville Monarchs.
Justin, thank you again for some time. I know it's busy. It's early in the week. You're prepping for a Friday night. We're going to turn it over to Steve. Steve, I know you've got questions for Coach Lauck.
Definitely. So tell us about when you began your coaching career. And how has the offense evolved since then?
I started my very first coaching career, actually 25 years ago. Coach Morgan Cotter, he graduated college, and they got the North Union head middle school job at 7th and 8th grade. He called me up in early June and asked me, him and Rich Roush, if we would like to go coach with him. So three Monarchs went up to North Union, and we coached the middle school program for a year. After that, Peyton Prince reached out to me at Triad. I went there for, I was there three different stints. First time was for 3 years. I was the running back coach in 01, then the next two as the offensive coordinator. By the third year, we got better each year. And we went 1-9, then we went 6-4, then we went 10-2. So we had a good group of seniors that rose with us those 3 years, started as sophomores. I took a job at the state, took a couple years off. I couldn't get off second shift. Then Brent Johnson gave me a call in 2008. He'd just been named the head coach at Elgin, was looking for somebody to run the offense. He wanted to run the wing tee, knew that I'd done it at Triad. Reached out to me, I interviewed with him, and I spent a couple seasons as his OC up at Elgin. Loved it up there, loved being with him. It was tough. I worked down in London. So it was a haul every day. That's from London. Drive. Yeah, I was working third shift, come home, sleep for a few hours, and drive to Marion, then back to London. And so that just kind of wore me down a little bit. Plus, my kids were getting into sports themselves. So I took, after that, I took just a couple more years off. Coached my son in the Marysville Youth Pee Wee with Mr. Ishmael here for about 3 years. I coached, I brought my son over from Triad. He played the Marysville Youth Then in 2012, when Coach Cotter again became the head coach at Marysville, he asked me to coach the seventh grade. So I spent a season there back at Marysville. The next two seasons, I called both the offense and defense for Triad while my son played. Then I spent four straight years back at Triad High School. I was EOC for two of those, and I was defensive coordinator for one. When my son graduated, I kind of wanted to be a dad, so I took some time off, a year or two, just to go sit and watch my son play. I never really had a chance to do that. I wanted to be the guy in the stands one time. Didn't have nothing else to worry about other than watching my kid. Got bored, I ain't going to lie. Brent reached out to me again to coach the middle school program, the eighth grade. So it was a Monday through Friday gig, so which allowed me to go watch my son on the Saturdays and to travel with that. So I coached the eighth grade, which is this year's junior and senior class. I spent two seasons with them. After that, Mike Braun got named the head coach at Triad, asked me to go with him to be his OC. So I went back to Triad for 1 year as the OC for him. Then my dream kind of came true when Brent called me for the third time in my career, asked me to come back to Marysville, be on the varsity staff. It's something I never really pursued on my own just because I am not a teacher. The work teacher or work coach role is difficult, not gonna lie.
Sure.
I still got to put my 8 hours into my job and then come here and spend the 3 to 4 hours a night. So, you know, Marysville was always a program that had a lot of teacher coaches, and you know, they do everything in the morning, you know, all summer. And I love the game and I love Marysville. I had a hard decision. Do I want to burn that much vacation to be able to do it? How much would they work with me? So I talked with Brent and it worked out. So I came back for to be the running back coach last season. Then, you know, Brent retired and Mike got the job, and he reached out to me if I would want to coach offense and want to keep some of the same philosophies, but expand. And, you know, as I traveled through Elgin, it kind of started there with the gun wing and how it evolved in the passing game with that, which, you know, we're still diligently attacking every week. But a lot of the run concepts are wing T. We've added, you know, some veer, some G lead stuff, some things. Marysville's, you know, hasn't either ran. You know, Marysville's never been a team that's been 85% to 90% shotgun, and we have been all season long. We've been fortunate. You know, the weather hasn't chased us out of what we want to do. You know, our quarterback right now, between the two that have played this season, you know, they're 450 yards rushing, which, you know, is a positive for us to get something out of that position.
When we come back, you'll have more of the pre-recorded interview with Coach Lauk. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
At Ohio State Marion, whatever your path, every degree is an Ohio State degree. Many students choose to start their Ohio State journey at a regional campus. At Ohio State Marion, you'll enjoy the caliber and opportunities of a Big Ten university and a close-knit campus community close to home, knowing that no matter which campus you graduate from, your diploma will read the Ohio State University. Many campuses, one Ohio State.
And we're back with more of Coach Justin Lauk.
So in your coaching career, what's the toughest loss you've had to endure? Which one keeps you up at night?
Probably back at Triad, fall of 2003. Played hard in Northern up at Bell Fountains, round two of the playoffs. We had a really solid group of seniors. It reminds me a lot of this year's team. They were kids that just loved the game of football. They loved playing with each other. They loved playing for each other. We had a very high-scoring offense that year. I think we averaged like almost 37.6 points a game through 12 games. I mean, we were putting up some serious yardage, some serious numbers, and these kids enjoyed it. They embraced it. We played Troy Christian in round one at home, first ever home Triad playoff game. First Triad team ever to make the playoffs. and we handled them pretty easily. Then we went up to Bell Fountain on a cold, cold night and ran into Harder Northern. And there were some things that, I think we could have, looking back, could have done differently, because we had the athletes to match them. We just kind of let them out-physical us, which hadn't happened really much all that year. So that's probably the one that, I look back and probably could have done some things differently.
So as a player, what's your most memorable high school game?
Beating Picktown my senior year. We were the only Marysville team to ever beat the original Pickerington. We joined the OCC my freshman year. We had a great team. We had our own freshman team, but I got called up at the end with a few other guys to actually be a part of that in their big playoff run. They went to the Final Four. They didn't beat Pickerington that year. We didn't, obviously, my sophomore, junior year. Then the league title was on the line. We played Pickerington at home. The Wisconsin marching band came in, and I've never seen more people at a Marysville stadium to this day.
Wow.
So there you have it, folks. That was a pre-recorded interview with offensive coordinator Justin Lauk. We want to thank the coach for sitting down with Steve and I. Don't go anywhere. Kickoff's right around the corner. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270.
WDLR Marysville, Delaware.
WVXG Mount Gilead.
Welcome to Marysville Monarch High School Football on My96.7. Also available streaming live online at My96.7.net and via the free TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search WDLR, download the free TuneIn app, and get ready for Marysville Monarch High School Football. Now down to the field we go with Scott Zwinski and Steve Ishmael.
Josh back at the WDLR studios. Happy Friday, everybody, as the Monarchs look to improve to 500 tonight and continue to push their way into the high school football players playoffs. Happy Friday-ish.
Happy Friday, Scotty.
We got us a game tonight. Again, another week, another homecoming.
I didn't realize it was going to be homecoming until we got here.
I did not either.
I forgot my crown.
Yeah, I forgot my tiara, I guess.
I guess that's the way it goes, right?
Yeah. So Steve, let's talk a little bit about Marysville, kind of cleaning their wounds, going to lick their wounds a little bit, but let's see. I think we may have a moment here. It looks like we might be going into the national anthem right now. It's homecoming, so they did the homecoming court.
Maybe a little bit, but yeah.
We'll see.
Good evening and welcome. On behalf of
your so, folks, sit tight, please.
Marching band, the Pride of Cardinal Country. We now ask that if you are able to...
We're going to honor the song of our country here. If you listen, you know we love our country and we love this song, as we're going to get the national anthem from the Thomas Worthington High School Marching Band. Gives me goosebumps every time, ladies and gentlemen. That was the national anthem. The flag has gone up, the sun is going down, and we're going to have some football. Steve, what are we seeing tonight?
Well, a couple of schools that have been on the little skid here lately, with Marysville playing some decent competition and Thomas Worthington just struggling really to kind of start out. But these schools, their first matchup dates back to 1926, I found out the other day.
Phew.
They've had consistent matchups between 1944 and 57. Then they took a break until 2002, and then they've had 14 matchups from 2002 to 2025. And Marysville's 12-2 in those last 14 contests.
with the most recent loss coming at home for us in 2022. UI and Darren talked about that. That was a
game
where we got a 17-0 lead, and then all of a sudden we turn around and how did they get 35 points?
Big wide receiver, Zalewski, Joe Zalewski, who's also a great basketball player, caught 3 touchdowns in the third quarter.
Yeah, we didn't have an answer for him. He was, 6'5", 6'6", so it's kind of hard to –
Yeah, he ranged right around there. Big kid. So let's talk about Marysville. You know, rough week last week. They hung in there. They were tough. And then, whoa.
Right. I mean, we were talking about midway through the first, we were like, this is going to be a different game than we thought it was. And then midway through the second, we're like, no, this is a game we thought it was going to be. It just kind of turned on us a little bit. The quarterback, Luke Kalicki for Olentangy, just started firing on all cylinders. And, he was hitting every receiver he had.
He looked like Josh Allen out there.
Yeah, he did. He was big kid. He was slinging the ball everywhere, and he was hitting guys in stride. It was no contest at all for that. And it just went to a running clock. And it was kind of – you don't get a whole lot of stats. You don't get a whole lot of – plays run for that. You know, we've got a couple times we've been in a running clock and we're below 40 in the amount of plays that we have, so that just tells you that there's just not that much game there to be able to do.
But you know, JJ Henry's still playing hard. We've talked about him. These kids as Monarch team, they're fighting. They don't give. There's no let up in there.
We didn't have as many plays last week, but you are correct. They did not give up. They do not stop. They don't quit. They don't do, I mean, they're nonstop going. JJ Henry right now is averaging almost 6 yards a carry.
Oh.
And then you got Brady Carper's averaging over 8. So it's like when he tucks it and runs or when he gives it off to JJ, they're going to make good things happen for us. And that's something we got to get back to tonight. We got to get back to that running game, get this, you know, start off fast like we always like to do, but we're starting on defense tonight, so we got to slow them down.
That's right. So let's talk a little bit about Thomas Worthington. They looked like they were on an upswing. Mike Pichetti leaves, cited some health issues. Scott Gordon, got his name right.
Yeah, there you go.
This morning on the Breakfast Club, comes in. He's an alum. But what was one of the biggest – what are some of the big issues they faced this year?
Well, the big issue, I believe, is their 2-year starter, Greg Kigley, transferred over to Gahanna. But they still got their defensive end at Northwestern commit, Nick Zaleski, 6'6", 235, they haven't listed that. He's got 71 tackles this year, 14 of those for loss. You know, I'm not sure we can talk to Coach Lauk again, but we just got to tell him to run to the other side, wherever that kid's at. Because it seems like he's a game player.
So, and Colin Burris, our big left tackle, will have his hands full. So when you look at these two teams, we know some of the history now. What are your keys for Marysville? Sitting at 3-4, 12th in the playoffs in Region 2. They need a couple of wins to get in. What are your keys for tonight for the Monarchs?
The first thing is look at just tonight. This is probably, you know, 0.5. This isn't even one on my sheet I have here. Just don't look ahead. You got to play tonight's game first. You can't do anything about the other two if you don't take care of tonight first. You got to start fast, get that momentum going. We want to control the clock. If we run the ball, we control the clock a lot more. And limit the mistakes. No flags, no penalties, no turnovers. I mean, it's just if we limit those, we play flawless football. I think this is going to be a big win for us tonight.
Yeah, and that's been a problem for the Monarchs, penalties. We're averaging about 9 a game, so they're going to have to get that under control. The Cardinals come out on the field and Cardinal Night, or Homecoming Night as normal people call it. But
we
again,
call it Cardinal Night.
I've never claimed to be normal. They are in blue jerseys with red helmets, white numbers, and white pants. The Monarchs in their road garb, the white jersey, silver helmets, blue numbers, and gray pants. We like to talk about uniforms. Again, Steve, I got to go. These are two kind of retro, classic-looking uniforms.
Yep.
Very, you know, simplistic, but I don't want to say elegant. Classic. We'll go with classic.
Classic is probably better. I don't know if the listeners or, you know, anybody's paid attention the last couple weeks. These are easy to see.
They're easy to see. That is important, folks, when you're trying to see numbers and translate it to roster names.
Yeah, when you're trying to, you know, you got to do two things at once, and we struggle with doing one thing at a time sometimes.
So the Monarchs did win the toss.
Yep.
And they deferred. So
old,
Thomas
old Worthington, Coach Johnson style there.
Yeah. So
I don't get as nervous on kickoffs anymore because we've got a kicker that can boot it in the end zone.
The kicking game has been solid between Isaac Heller and Nolan Phillips, who a couple weeks ago took over for punting duties.
Absolutely.
And I think it's really paid off because Heller, I'm still convinced, is going to hit one of those 50-plus yarders that he's been 0-for-3 on. But first off, good calls.
But he's 0-for-3, plus the rule has changed, which we didn't know about as far as where that ball lands. But it's also, I don't remember the last time that Marysville's
I tried one. I don't know if I've ever seen one, to be honest with you.
As much as we've done that.
So it looks like they're switching sides.
Yeah, apparently
everybody
was
on the wrong side of the field.
So one key note I had from all of our matchups before is that Marysville has outscored the Cardinals 410 to 163. Shoot. We've averaged 34 points a game, and Thomas Worthington's averaged 13. This should be one of those get-back games we talk about all the time.
I, you know, for Marysville, I think it has to be. It's got to be a confidence builder for them, in my opinion, something that they can show after getting walloped last week, coming off a big win from Jerome on the road on homecoming night there. So
I say these guys can't look ahead. We definitely can't because we're not playing. You know,
no.
It's like we can look ahead going, okay, so you got Berlin, you got Darby. They both have tough matchups tonight.
And yes, they do. Yes, they do. So Heller's going to kick off right to left on the radio dialed. It's going to be fielded. That is number five, Tim Jones. And he's across, and he's down at about the 27-yard line. So Jones will give him decent field position there.
That might have been the shortest kick he's had all year, too. I felt like there's a little bit of wind in his face there.
Yeah.
It feels like it just by, you know, I don't know if it's smoke from the student section or something they got going over that way that it's.
Yeah, I mean, the flag's not moving, so, that you know, you get those weird things. And it is a little breezy. You can feel it coming through the windows. So let's see quarterback. Sam Shankman, he is a junior, 5'10", 190 pounds. They're going to be in a spread formation. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Little pistol action for the Cardinals. Running back now moves up just to the right side. That's going to be a little pass. That's going to be completed to number 19. That is Nick Zalewski. He's only picked up a couple on that, if any.
Well, see, that play there, the little swing pass they run, they've got, you know, two guys out there. One will go block the DB that's there, and then you throw the pass to the guy that's in the slot. Years ago, we would just fight with that guy that's trying to block us. Whoever number five is kind of ducked around him and made the tackle.
Hunter Shelton on the tackle for the second week in a row. He's giving up about 9 inches in height to a receiver. Last weekend, he covered Jackson Mangum. There's the fake.
Fumble.
The ball comes out. Shankman dropped it. And he's going to fall on it. He was looking to throw. He pump faked. Brock Powers was in there. That'll be a loss of yards there by the young man.
It's like they were trying to run the same play to the other side, and we sniffed it out. A guy stepped in the passing lane there. Loss of about 6 yards on that.
Yeah, let's see where the spot is on that. So, yeah, Brock Powers in there. Grady Evans causing some havoc. He's had a good couple of weeks. He's really come on late this season, Steve.
Yeah, I was talking to his dad a couple of days ago, and he's like, he's fired up. He can't wait till the end of the season just to get these last three games in.
Third and 16 now. Ball backed up at about the 20-yard line. Two receivers, one way out to the left, one inside to the left. Too tight on the right. The ball's on the right hash mark. Shankman looking to throw. That's going to be complete again to Zalewski, but he's going to be met by all kinds of people. Zach Bisang in on the tackle. So that'll bring out Zane Gavin, the punter for the Cardinals.
You get about 5, maybe 6 yards on that, but it's like he's been gang tackled. So it's a good defensive plan, knowing this is a guy they're going to go to. They're keying on him, and they're making sure that it's not one guy trying to tackle him.
Nope. So, I mean, Zalewski's a big kid. He's 6'6", 245. So.
Well, he's going to a Big Ten school. You're not going to a slouch. You're going out there to Northwestern. They haven't been as good as they've been in years past, but they're still playing
they're
great
still
competition.
Playing. Yep. Zach Bisang will be back, and he's going to be able to field that at about the fair
good
catches
call.
It at
good
the 21-yard line. There was a gunner right down there, so yeah, I agree. That was Cornelius Harris for the Cardinals getting pressure. So Carver, Henry, the rest of the gang will be able to see what they can do on offense. You know what else we can see? What kind of banking we can get from Middlefield Banking Company, located at 160 Coleman's Crossing, right there in Marysville. Go to middlefieldbank.bank to learn how they can service your banking needs today. Monarchs take over on the 22-yard line. Cale Strickland out wide to the left. One man out wide to the right. That looks like Kiefer Stackhouse. Two backs in the backfield. There's the give. He's going to go up the middle. That's going to be Colin Wimmers. He's at the 35 and brought down at about the 40-yard line. Kind of threw it up. Usually they start with J.J.
Usually
there.
Usually they do start with J.J. It's a good 17-yard gain right there.
You know, these boys, they run hard.
Well, they had some nice holes there. That left side of the line just opened that thing completely up, and Colin ran right through. There was, could drive a car right through that thing tonight.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. And there's the give to J.J. He's going to go to the right side. He's got some space. He's out to the 45. He's across midfield. He hurdles a man, and he's brought down. He's still up. And he's finally brought down at the Cardinal 29-yard line.
You know, shades of Le'Veon Bell there, like we talked before. He started out, you know, going to the right like he's running a straight pitch out to the right side. Kind of, he didn't slow up, but he didn't speed up. He saw a hole and just put on the afterburners and ran. Took
he
off.
He did, yep. So brought down at about the 30-yard line. He started on his own 39. They just could not get him down. OSU Marion, you'll experience small class sizes that are limited number ideas, but not, or number of people, but not ideas. Go to osumarion.osu.edu. Carper in the shotgun. There's the give. That's a little reverse play. Wimmers has got, he's got a hole, and he puts his head down, and he's down at about the 14-yard line. The joker and the thief, if you will.
These little shades of Scatabo from last night, just putting his head down and just rolling over. Just when you fall forward after you hit somebody, you know you got more momentum than they have.
And Colin does a fantastic job of doing that. First and 10 on the 15-yard line. Monarchs having a nice drive going there. They started on, what, their own 21?
Their own 21-yard line.
And they've gone three run plays that have marching down the field.
And they're just having their way. They're making holes, you know, huge going through this run game.
So there we go. There's the give to Henry again. He's going to go to the right side, hit the hash mark, cut back a little bit, pick up just a couple there.
But still, falling forward, the pile's moving forward. You know, that, to me, that's positive. He only gained, what, 3 or 4 yards on that? But still, I'll take it.
It's a positive play. It looks like, yeah, three was about the gain on that. The Monarch Band playing the Sweet Sounds of Cashmere. I like it. Big Led Zeppelin fan.
You could have asked me what that was, and there was no way I was going to figure that out.
That's why you keep me around. Cooper right. Cromwell in the game for the Monarchs to the right. Kiefer Stackhouse to the left. Two receivers inside, and Carper's going to keep it and pick up a couple more.
Kiefer Brady Carper. Carper carries inside the 10-yard line.
So the Carper keeper will
the
pick
Carper,
up a couple
Carper
more.
Carper keeper.
Maybe about three on that.
4 yards to go to the Monarchs.
You got him four on that.
Yep, third and four.
I think you're four down territory here again. You got two plays in mind. Coach Laus knows what he's doing over there.
Stackhouse out wide to the left. Strickland and Carter Dunn out wide to the right. Strickland goes in motion. And there's the give. That's going to be Wimmers.
He's got to have that first.
He definitely does.
Henry with that
call.
Is
that Henry with it? You know, I have binoculars. I should use them more.
Yeah, every now and then.
Folks, tomorrow the Buckeyes travel to Illinois to face the Fighting Illini. Check out the number one ranked team in college football, D1. You can get the call right here on My96.7. Paul Keels, Jim Lachey, noon kickoff.
Big Paul Keels fan. I might be listening to that on my drive to South Bend.
Oh, going up to see the Irish, Steve is. Two receivers to the right, none to the left. There's the give. That's going to be Henry again. He's got some space and
still moving, still pushing.
He is still pushing.
Gained a couple, probably two on that, maybe three if they give him a good spot.
Yep, Lee Nyang in on the tackle. So it's second and goal from the 2-yard line. 6 minutes left in the first quarter. No score. Monarchs just putting together a drive. Forced a three and out for the Cardinals' first possession. Looking to capitalize on that. Started on their own 21-yard line. Henry and Wimmers in the backfield looking like a little tush push. We haven't seen a signal just yet.
Nope,
short. Just short. So trying to get on the board and strike first. No gain on that. Third and a... they picked up one on that,
yeah,
right?
Picked up one on that.
Third and uno to go.
Yeah, Coach Locke said they have a few variations coming off of that.
That
tush
type
push.
That tush push.
That type of tush push.
So let's see what they do. Henry alone in the backfield with Carper. Carper's going to put his head down.
I don't think he got it.
No, he's still short. Trey Beagle in on the tackle. He's 6'5", 225 senior.
Loss of a yard.
Yeah.
There.
Back to the 2-yard line. Fourth down, goal to go. So it's fourth and two. I don't see Isaac Heller.
He's not coming in. He's not coming in here.
We know Mike Young likes to go for it on fourth.
Absolutely should be going for this.
I agree.
This should be you challenging your offensive lineman here. It's like, listen, you need a yard. Yard and a half. This is what we work in the weight room all summer for, right here.
Stackhouse out wide to the left. Cale Strickland inside, one man in the backfield. There's the give, and that's J.J. Henry. He's in
going
for a
over the
touchdown.
Big guys on the left side.
Off tackle on the left side, number two, J.J. Henry. He
J.J. Henry with another touchdown on the season. He is having a great year for the Monarchs. Gotta like that drive, Steve.
No, I think that was good. It was, you know, that power run game we talked about. No need to try and throw any passes. Get cute here. Just see what you can establish on the line of scrimmage first.
The kick is up, and it is good. 7-0 Monarchs on top early. Come on back, folks. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart. Crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing, 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
We're back, folks. The Monarchs' opening drive goes 79 yards and finish off with a J.J. Henry touchdown run. He's approaching double digits on the year on the ground, I believe. And Heller's going to kick off, and it's going to be a touchback.
That's seven for him all year so far.
Whew. We still got
two teams left, and the rest of this one. I think he's going to get a couple here tonight.
I would be surprised if he did not.
Well, check that. He's got six on the ground. He's got one as an offensive pass.
He's got a receiving touchdown.
So he's got ten right now. So yeah. Overall, he's got 10. All purposes, they say.
Two receivers out to the right. That's Dominic Perini and Nick Zalewski. Two to the left. Shotgun formation for Shankman, running back off his right hip. Monarch showing a three-man front. Cardinals looking to throw. He's going downfield for Perini, who's wide open, and it just was a little overthrown and through his hands. Incomplete.
He had a step on him, too. About 3 yards. If he catches that in stride, it's gone. Yeah. That's the things that we can't let happen, because those are things that they can do. It's just they don't hit them all the time like that.
Folks, join the Sheetz Rewards program. Sheetz Rewards for you. Why the Sheetz not? Get the best coffee, breakfast sandwiches, snacks, gas.
I went there for coffee this morning. You know what? Because I'm a Sheetz member, the guy gave it to me. Last Saturday when I did it, they gave it to me.
Free coffee. You just got to spend. You get 5 points for every dollar you spend.
Yep. So.
This time, three receivers to the right, one to the left, three-man front. Monarch showing a little bit of blitz, and it is coming. Brock Powers on the outside. They're going to give it to Singletary the other way. He's going to have nowhere to go. Carter Dunn in on the tackle. 4:12 left in the first quarter, 7-0. Monarchs, kind of funny what you said, Steve. They must listen, right? Heavy on the run game to start. Ball control offense. They've controlled most of the time of possession in the first quarter. Man, wouldn't you laugh if Young's like, yeah, I listened during the game?
I'd be like, no, you don't listen to
don't
us.
Don't listen
You'll
to
pay
us.
Pay attention to the game.
Gain of one on the play, ball on the 21-yard line. Now we have three receivers to the left, one to the right. That's Tim Jones outside the numbers. Pistol formation. Shankman working out of the gun. Singletary stays back to block. Pressure's coming. Shankman's going to tuck it and run. He's at the 25. Hunter Sheldon misses, and he slides at about the 36-yard line. That's going to be a first down.
Well, you can tell he's not a baseball player in his spare time there, because his slide wasn't the best.
No, it was not. It was effective.
It worked, yeah. You were down. You didn't take a hit. That's what you want. But
yep, gain of 14 on the scramble. Monarchs seem to be getting pressure early. One thing I did see, Steve, in warmups, Mitchell Evans was dressed tonight. Don't know if we'll see him.
Yeah, he's not in there right now, but these defensive linemen, they got to stay in their lanes, because they look like the two ends are fanning out and leaving the middle open for the run there, like you just said.
Yep, three man to the left, one to the right, same formation. You got Jones, Zalewski, and Perini out there looking. That's going to be completed. That is to Trey Beagle, and he's at the 25, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, and touchdown. That's a 65-yard strike.
If we could take away one play out of all the games that we've had so far this year, we would eliminate about eight touchdowns if we could stop that slant.
That slant's been problematic. Beagle just ran a little slant, got open, and he was gone.
I mean, he started at the numbers and basically ran to the hash. So what is that, maybe 6 yards?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't a true.
Right. Sebastian Walters with the PAT. We're all knotted up at 7. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Do more this summer and save with Middlefield Bank. MB Secure Rewards checking account offers discounts on many travel and leisure activities perfect for the family. From theme park tickets to restaurants and wineries to hotel nights and more. Plus, hit the road knowing you've got identity protection and additional roadside assistance too. Get the what you want for all your summer fun with MB Secure Rewards checking. Stop on a branch or visit middlefieldbank.bank today. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My96.7.
We got us a game, the 65-yard catch and run from Shankman to Beagle. Like Steve said, he ran that slant. It was a 6-yard pass, and Beagle did the rest of the work, and just it was a foot race, and he was
gone. Yeah, it's
gone.
A foot race we're losing because we're a couple steps behind.
Yeah.
And our guys are just as quick, but you can't catch them when,
no,
you're,
not
the,
like
when
that.
You're the same.
Caught it right in stride.
Yeah.
Cale Strickland, Colin Wimmers, and back for the Monarchs, as well as Griffin Berry. And it's going to be Berry with the return. Nope, that's Wimmers, I'm sorry. And he's going to plow to about the 30-yard line, so the Monarchs will have decent field position.
They must have told Cale Strickland not to try and catch any of those because he ran right by that and let it bounce right
in front
of Colin.
He bobbled a couple last week in his first action back. Duke Insurance, a family-run independent agency in Marysville, Ohio, serving Marysville and the community for over 40 years. They carry A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance. Go to IISAgency.com and find more. Actually, it's IISAgencyInc.com. So the Monarchs with the second shot on offense. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Strike that, reverse it.
Snap.
And the ball, it's a bad snap. Well, we got laundry down there. So that's why it was a bad snap. We've got false start on the Monarchs. Rut-row raggy.
Yeah.
Don't need those penalties.
Yep.
That's been a problem all night. Todd and Lori Wheeler got the camper set up, the radio tuned on, and turning into their Monarchs.
Inside, I hope. It's starting to feel a little chilly out here now.
They probably got,
I mean, unless you get a good fire going.
I'm
yeah.
sure they do. Out to the right, you got Stackhouse, you got Bisang, and you got Owen Harbold. But it's going to be, little fake to J.J. Henry. Carper rolled out to the right, took a shot, and we got another flag down.
I think they're calling a roughing the passer here.
I think they are, too. He got way late.
But the guy that's calling that is not even his area. He's behind the linebackers.
No, he was a little out of position, so they're going to talk about it.
I mean, we'll take it, but that play is not a good one, I don't think.
No, that was a little ugly.
Just put that to the back of the playbook and leave it there.
It was not pretty. Folks, don't go anywhere.
Oh, ineligible guy downfield.
Oh, on Monarchs again. So that'll back them up. They're already at first and 15. Monarchs going the wrong way, back-to-back penalties.
That makes sense why that guy called that from there, because probably the lineman ran right by him.
Yep. So it's going to be first and 20. Ball on about the 21-yard line. So the Monarchs have run two plays, have had two penalties. Cooper Cromwell out wide to the left, three receivers to the right. It's going to be Strickland, Stackhouse. And there's the give to J.J. Henry. He's going to roll out to the right and spin and pick up a couple of yards.
Yeah, not enough.
No, it'll make it
second
and maybe
18, 17, something like that. Yep, 18.
Nope, 18.
Second down, 18 yards to go.
So here we go. Monarch to left. Owen Harbold checks in. He's going to go out wide to the right. Kiefer Stackhouse to the left. Cale Strickland inside of Harbold. Carper rolling out, looking to throw. He's got time. He's going to dump it off, and it's going to be incomplete, intended for J.J. Henry. Little in front of him there, Steve.
Yeah, wasn't really sure about that play call. I think it's the first time we've seen that one.
Yeah.
You know, there's no need to panic here. You just keep running the ball because these guys can break this thing
wide open,
just like they did with that pass a second ago.
Well, and you know, I'm torn on that because I agree, but at the same time, I want to see Carper get a little more comfortable as the season goes on back there. Get, you know, complete a couple of passes so he kind of like back him up a little bit.
Just so he feels comfortable, but it's like I'm okay with punting here and flipping the field because I know we've got a good punter back there.
Yes.
And it's
We've got a timeout for Marysville. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
We're back, folks. Actually, Steve, it's only third down. That was second because of the penalties. Those couple of penalties will throw off the downs.
Definitely.
So,
can't keep track of that sometimes.
One receiver right, one to the left, shotgun formation. Carper looking to throw. He's dropping back. He's got time, and that's going to be a little high and incomplete. Looks like it was intended for Cale Strickland.
It was better pass routes we ran there, so we didn't have them all bunched up like we have in the past. So I think he's got things spread out for him, which is good.
Minute 48 left in the quarter. Score tied at 7 here. Both teams have had some big plays and some big drives. So Nolan Phillips will be on to punt for the Monarchs. Looks like their punter is their kick returner. Yeah, so the punt returner is also the punter. Who better to know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Know how it's going to come. We got a flag on the field, though. I'm not sure who that's against.
No, it's back on the Monarch 23-yard line. So let's see. Makes me feel like it's an offsides.
I'm hoping.
Well, I'm afraid it's offsides on Marysville. So, folks, we're going to update you with scores throughout the night as we get into playoff season. That's right. We're at
false start
week 8. Here, a lot of games going on. A lot have serious playoff implications. Our game included the Monarchs sitting at 12, even though they took the rough loss last week. They got some help and actually moved up a spot.
They did move up a spot. Yeah, that's big.
Not something you see every day. So the Cardinals will take over with 1:34 left in the first quarter. They're going to be at their 41-yard line, their best field position of the night. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, spread formation. Shankman in the shotgun, running back off his right hip. Monarchs with a three-man front. We see that a lot with passing teams this year. He's going to drop back. He's going to look. Jackson Snyder's coming in. That's going to be throw and
nice
almost
defense
off. Ooh, that was Brady Carper. Said, hey, I need that ball back.
I still don't understand why you got your QB playing defense.
It's risky.
It is, unless you've got a really good, you know, potent backup, which I'm not certain we do. And
I think it would be Paul Green, probably. He's a senior.
Is he a senior?
Paul Green is a senior, so I would imagine he would be the backup for him. So the pass incomplete makes it 2nd and 10, just under 90 seconds left in the first quarter. Tied up at 7. Perini out wide right along with Beagle. One receiver out to the left. Strike that. Reverse it. Beagle and Perini out to the left. One out to the right. There's the give to Singletary. He's going to try to find a hole. He's going to be wrapped up. Wow. Grady Evans, first man in for the Monarchs. Jackson Snyder coming in on the backside. Whew, that D-line's getting pressure, man.
That was number 43 who's not on the roster.
That wasn't Singletary?
No, that was 43.
We'll have to see if we can dig up who number 43 is.
That's all right. He lost 2 yards. It's fine. We don't need to know who he is right now.
Well, we'll call him loss of two for right now.
We'll call him loss. Let loss have the ball again.
Oh, yeah, there he is, number 43. Sorry, folks. He is not on the roster. Perini out wide to the right, two to the left. Shankman in the backfield. He's going to look to throw. He's got some time. He's looking downfield. Now the pockets collapse. He's rolling to the right.
Oh, yeah.
Monarchs in pursuit. Shankman's got some room. He's going to get out of bounds. Hunter Sheldon right there. I don't think he's got a first down on
no,
that.
No, he does not have a first down. He got about 7 yards on that, but that's not going to be enough.
7-yard gain on the play for the Cardinals. Here will be third down for Thomas Worthington. 5 yards to go.
Sam Shane.
Make it fourth down and five for the Cardinals.
So it'll be fourth and five. They picked up the flag. The clock did stop as Shankman got out of bounds.
We've got a decent rush with three guys here, but he gets out of the pocket quick, too.
He does. Three receivers to the left, Zalewski in the slot. One receiver to the right, that's Beagle. Same formation they ran the touchdown play on last time. So we've got to be a false start.
No, timeouts.
So we're going to keep it here for a minute, folks, with 38 seconds left. Steve, got to give a big shout-out to Luke Grimm. Unfortunately, he's in a car with Don McGlynn. So, Luke, Don, thank you guys for tuning in. Hope you guys have a good night. Enjoy this beautiful weather, and thanks again for listening. Don's a pretty faithful listener. We've talked to him quite a bit. He goes to a lot of the games.
There's a lot of times he calls us on the ride home.
Yeah, he's done that before. And, of course,
we won't tell you what he says, though. That's fine.
So thank you both for tuning in. Hope you enjoy your weekend. So now it'll be a punting down. So
it's probably smart. You don't want to give – if we get this running game going, you don't want to give it to us right there.
No, they.
The defense have stuffed them here a little bit.
Well, and Zane Gavin, the punter, was second team all-state or all-district.
All-district, yeah.
All-district. That's impressive. So it's going to be a good punt. They're coming for it. It's going to be high. Bisang's going to let it bounce, and it's going to bounce out of bounds at about the 24-yard line.
You know, that was – you get a lot of these guys that try to block the punt, and they'll run right at the punter. But J.J. Henry did it correct way. He ran across them. He kind of, crossed his arms and dove across. So you can get as much as you can get, but you're not going to hit that guy at all and get a penalty.
So here we go. Monarchs will have the ball on about the 25-yard line, the official spot. So the Monarchs have both Wimmers and Henry in the backfield. One receiver out, one to the right, one to the left. There's the give to Wimmers, and they're going to stick with him. And
a little tripped up a little
down.
Bit,
yeah.
It looks like.
Looks like, I'm just theorizing here. They've run Collin quite a bit already. They've run in both. But do you give Collin a little more carries early in the game to try to keep J.J. a little fresher late in the game, or am I just talking out the side of my mouth?
You could be doing that, but J.J. doesn't lose any energy.
No, he does not. Snap gets off with 5 seconds left. Carper's going to keep it. He's only going to get a couple. So the first quarter's in the books. 7-7 is your score here. Come on back for the last three quarters. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold on hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks. Monarchs facing 3rd and 8 to start the second quarter. Tied at 7, ball on the 27-yard line. Carper in the shotgun, one man off his left hip. Everybody in tight. There's the give to Henry. Henry looking to throw down the field. He's got Cale Strickland wide open and just overthrew him. Looked like Strickland held up a little bit on that. Didn't hit him in stride.
He stopped and then started trying to run again. And I don't know if J.J. can see that or he can't see that or...
I don't know.
But he should just take off. He should
take
just keep
off.
Running and go.
Because, again, it's same like last week with Zach Bisang, if he hits him in stride, there's nobody within him.
No one.
It has some speed on him. So Heller will be on the punt again for the second time. Zane Gavin, that's right. He punts, and he punts return. We call him all things punting.
All things punting. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Goodwill punting.
That's a good one.
And it's going to be a bullet of a kick, and it's going to have a nice bounce. And Gaven's going to field it and make a man miss, but he's going to get bottled up. We got a flag coming in way from the far side.
He threw that thing 25 yards.
He did. That is no lie. Folks, we did find out number 43 for the Cardinals is listed as number 23 on the roster. His name is Nene. Just figured this out. So Nene Afri. So let's see what the flags we have are here. This ball will be on the 27-yard lines. The men in the striped suits are going to talk it over.
I don't think they know what they're doing. I know I may have said that previous games, but...
Mike's Roofing, providing family-owned and operated superior quality since 1960. The quote you receive for your new roof will be clear and simple with zero hidden costs. Go to mikesroofinginc.com today.
Finally, a penalty on them, blocking the back. Yep.
You're right. That ref was back on about Marysville 45-yard line. He threw that thing about 20 yards.
Yeah. I'm like, where did that go? And he was running in. And it's like, so he's must have been a previous quarterback, but don't throw it that far.
Yeah.
Or shortstop or something.
So that'll back up the Cardinals to about their 30-yard line. Perini and Jones into the left. Zalewski out wide to the – or inside of them to the left. One receiver, Beagle, out wide to the right. And shotgun formation, Monarch showing blitz.
Fumble.
They back off. They drop the ball. Pressure is coming. Shankman's going to tuck it and run. He's going to be brought down. Looks like Brock Powers in on there as well as J.J. Henry.
You know, I'm going to agree with this but just because I'm saying it, but I'm going to agree with the quarterback. I'm not sure he likes taking a hit.
I don't know.
I don't like taking a hit. I know that.
So gain of two on the play. Bring up second and eight on the 32-yard line. Got a little bit of a dogfight. I've seen this before with these teams where it'll be tight and then one team blows up in the second or third quarter. So same formation. Now Zalewski out wide to the left by the numbers. Two men inside, one man out to the right. Shankman operating out of the shotgun, running back off his left hip. Pressure coming. He's looking to throw. He's going to dump into the
tipped
tight end.
On the defensive line.
Perini couldn't get to it, so they got some pressure and batted it down. It'll bring up third and long.
Alex McNamara with the tip, it looks like, on that.
He's had a quietly good season.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
He's filled in a couple of times on the O-line. He rotates on the D-line. He's versatile. Kind of player you got to think Coach Young, Coach Hera, Coach Lauk really like because they can just plug him in on
plug him
the
in wherever. Swiss Army knife type.
Yeah. So Perini out to the right. Zalewski in on the line. Two receivers to the left. Shotgun for Shankman. Looking to throw. He's going to throw, and that's going to be completed. Let's see. That's going to be complete to Dom Perini, number 21. Dominic Perini is a senior. He's been around for a little while. He is 6'4", 190 pounds.
You get a lot of guys that are tall, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", but they don't have a whole lot of beef on them.
No. So gain of 13 on the play there?
I added a 12, but yeah, somewhere around there.
12 sounds good to me. Actually, I like negative 12 better.
Negative
12.
Let's do negative 12 right
that.
Here then. How's that? Talk this play into an existence.
Beagle and Jones to the right. Perini out on the far side. Tim Jones goes in motion now. Shankman looking to throw, pressure coming. He's going to roll out. Jackson Snyder in pursuit. Shankman's going to tuck it, run, and he's going to get some more yards and get out of bounds. Jackson Snyder,
down too.
Yeah. Jackson Snyder, Brock Powers, and Bryson Llewellyn were all in pursuit of him, but that's going to be another Worthington first down.
You wonder if there's nobody that's spying him because it looks like he's pretty good with his legs. We didn't have that report that he was able to scramble well, but when we're only rushing three guys and getting a lot of pressure, there's really no reason to put four. You put that other one back there as a spy.
Sure. Well, and they do switch it up to a four-man front. Actually, it looks like Brock Powers just coming in on the blitz.
Right.
Receiver to the left, three to the right. Shankman looking to throw again. Pressure's coming. He's going down the field for Beagle, and that's going to be caught. And he's down at the 10-yard line. Zach Bisang in on the coverage. Beautifully thrown ball. That's the best throw Shankman's had all night.
Shankman passed completion number 10, Craig Beagle. Pass advanced from the
It's a gain of 32 yards there. Puts them on the 13-yard line. Thomas Worthington in the red zone trying to take the lead for the first time tonight. One receiver to the left. That's going to be Zane Gavin. Three receivers to the right. Running back off the right hip of Shankman. He is in the shotgun formation. He's looking to throw again. He's got plenty of time. Now the pocket's going to collapse. He's going to run into Mo Saidi. He's going to throw him down for a loss of a couple.
The more Saidi.
Number 24, Saidi Jr. Great play for him to hold his edge.
Big stop there by the Monarchs, the loss of yardage. London on top of Jonathan Alder. Both teams 7-0, 21-0. The Red Raiders are...
they're for real.
For real. Alder's having a good season. Brett Glass's return. Loss of two on the last play. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Jones is out outside the numbers on the near side. Afri is going to be the ball carrier. He's going to hit his own man. He's going to fight for a couple and maybe get back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yeah, that's about where he got to.
Berlin up 6-0 on Jerome.
Orange and Upper Arlington tied 7-7.
Upper Arlington taking their first loss of the week last year, trying to avenge a playoff loss to Olentangy Orange from last season.
Is that who beat them last year? I wasn't sure of that.
Yeah, Orange knocked them off the playoffs. Liberty beat them last year, or last week. So 3rd and 9, 7-7, 8:19 left in the second quarter. Monarchs trying to bend but not break on defense. Two receivers out on either side. Shotgun formation, Afri in the backfield. Shankman rolling out left, looking to throw. There's coverage all abound, and he's going to hit Perini inside at about the 3-yard line.
He's inside
that
of that.
Catch. Yeah. That's going to be a first down. Intelligence, they can meet all of your office phone needs with the VoIP office phone systems for lows as $7 a day. Go to telegent.net. See how they can meet your office needs. So first and goal on the 1-yard line. Got to believe they're going to have Shankman keep it here, right?
I don't know. I think that, well, yeah, well, now he's under center. I would think so.
Yep, and he's going to get nowhere. We got a flag down.
False start?
I think it's false start.
Something they're not used to doing, running plays like that. They're out of the shotgun majority of the time.
Yeah, you got to figure when he's under center, he's scrambled, so.
Yeah, you got to think he's running the ball when he's under there. I don't know if they do that now because he's 5 yards back.
Sure. So the false start will hopefully make him lose a little steam, move him back to the 6-yard line. 7-7 is the score here. Monarch scored first, but after the big play, passing, Worthington gets back in the game. Perini out wide to the right. Jones inside of him, tight end Beluski in tight to the right, Beagle to the left, out the throw, pressure's coming, Shankman's got to tuck it and run, he's running out of time and real estate as he gets to the sideline, and he just fires,
picked off
the Monarchs.
There's a flag there now too, looks
Brady
like.
Brady Carper with the interception, that was weird, it was like Jackson Snyder just contained him,
yeah,
wouldn't let him in front of him because he had nowhere else to run, it was either back or out of bounds. Brady Carper with another pick. Let's see what the penalty is.
Pick has got to stay, right?
I would think so. Trey Beagle out there talking to one of the referees.
The defense is coming in for Worthington, so it's got to stay.
So you got to figure it's on the return. It looks like it's a block in the back was the call on the return. So the Monarchs bend but don't break. They get the ball back. Huge turn of events right there.
Yeah, I like that play.
That's
probably why he's in on defense too, right?
Yeah. I couldn't figure out what was going on there. Jackson Snyder had Shankman, but I think if you come at him, you might miss him.
Right,
so force him into a bad throw.
Yeah, he is definitely shifty, but it's like when they had, I forget who that defensive end was that was charging him here, he faked him.
Yeah.
It's like, you got to take that outside line. You know you got help on the inside here coming at you.
Yeah, that was good heads-up play, good IQ play there. And the Monarchs back on the 10-yard line.
Running the ball
there goes
here.
Wimmers, and he's going to give him some space.
Getting first the down, ball was on the 20.
I'm sorry, the ball was on the 5-yard line. Yeah, so that'll be a nice first down. Yeah, the, Shankman on that last play, to go back to the interception, Steve, he was at the far side on at the sideline. He had nowhere to go.
Right. I mean, you use the sideline as your friend there, because you've got you've got guys coming in from the middle of the field, and you just guard against the sideline, and you can't go anywhere. You'd rather throw and make a mistake.
Force him into a bad throw, and it worked. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. There's the give. That's going to be Wimmers again. He's going to get tripped up, but we got a flag down.
I'm guessing that's going to be a holding or
that's
something, because
be.
There was one of our guys laying on top of somebody down there.
So let's see who it was. Jaden Evid. Evid is the tackler for it.
They spend a lot of time talking about these penalties before they actually make what the call is, which is good at some point, but now this has got to be a simple call here, right?
Yeah, I would think so, but maybe it's not. So let's see.
Personal foul.
It's going to be another personal foul chop block against the Monarchs. We've seen a few of those this season,
yeah.
So that's not going to make Coach Young, who's spent some time coaching the O-line. So it'll back him up to the 10-yard line. So first and 20. Strickland goes out wide to the right. Cooper Cromwell out wide to the left. One receiver inside of him. Carper in the shotgun formation. 6:18 left in the half. 7-7 is your score. Running back off the right hip.
Oh,
it's got to be a false start.
No,
right?
I think that's offsides.
Is it? Well, that'll gain a little back. Monarchs Roofing,
offside.
The quality you want, the protection you need, and the service you deserve. Go to monarchsroofingco.com. Another great family-owned business. So offsides there, Steve?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
No,
I didn't
you're good.
To get on
you're,
that.
You're good. You're good. That was offsides on them. That was really quick to call. Usually that's you've got a play starting
sure.
If you're going a false start.
So
they must have lined up in the neutral zone.
That'll make it first and 16, same formation. One back in the backfield. Thomas showing blitz. Carper's going to keep it, but he's got not much to go. Bring up second and about 15 or 16. Try to wear the offense or the defense down, right, Steve? Ball control.
I mean, you've got to control it a little bit better, but you've got to gain some yards here, because the first drive they had was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And then they get into this, and it's like not going so well for them.
So it'll be second and 16, ball on the 15-yard line, 5:25 left. Score tied at 7. Owen Harbold out wide to the right. Stackhouse wide to the left. Deacon Henry looks like he's in the slot to the left. And there's a give to J.J. Henry. They're going to be bottlenecked up.
You know, when you see a lineman, I can see his back from here. We're behind the ball or ahead of the ball on the defensive side. You know that he missed a block.
Yeah.
Just turn around and looking at somebody.
So that'll make it third and long.
No gain on that, too.
So it'll be a long third down. Third and 15 on the 16-yard line. Carper looking to throw, pocket collapsing. He's got some time. Now there's another flag, and that's going to be incomplete, intended for Cromwell.
Someone's missing a hat.
Yep.
And a shoe.
Ooh. That's a bad combination right there. That is Tyson Barker. He is the 6-foot, 265-pound senior O-lineman.
I've never lost a helmet during playing time. That has to hurt.
I would think so.
Because I would have mine on super tight. You'd be able to see red marks everywhere and stuff, but it's like, that's got to hurt.
Yeah, I would think so. So he's going to have to come off. That's a hold on the Monarchs, another penalty. Well, they're going to decline it because it'll be fourth and 15, so that'll bring in Isaac Heller to punt from near, if not in, his end zone.
Fourth down now for Marysville. Fourth down and 15 from the 16-yard line. Killing his call, Marysville. Holding penalty on the Monarchs, declined by Thomas Ward.
Penalties, man, penalties.
We had four sitting so far, you know. That's just,
it's not good.
No.
Got some scores.
Middle of the second, you got Darby over Olin Tangi 3-0 right now.
Wow.
Liberty and Bradley tied up. You got Berlin 6-0 over Jerome is what we have.
We see Berlin next week in Olentangy.
Kaufman up 14-7 over Davidson.
I would have never guessed that.
Nope.
So Nolan Phillips into punt. It's going to be a high booming punt. Gavin's going to call for a fair catch.
Ooh. He almost got a little
almost got bumped halo into by right Talon there. Wolford. So Monarchs defense going to be back on the field with 4:22 left in the game. 7-7 is your score. So a couple of big plays, a big drive by Marysville, the big pass play, and defenses have clamped down, Steve.
I mean, you look at the first couple of runs that we had, 31, 17, 15, and, you know, score a touchdown on that play, then it's been nothing since then. It's been 2-yard game, 4-yard loss. I mean, there's nothing.
Nothing there. So they're going to have to
get that. Not much generating by the offense.
Get that train back on track. So three receivers to the left, one to the right, pistol formation. Shankman takes the ball. He's going to give it to him. That's going to be Afri. He's going to get out to the left. He's got a little room, but nope. He's going to be tripped up by Carper, and there's a flag down in the backfield. That usually is a hold or a block in the back from where that's at.
Hold.
So let's see what the call is. Folks, tune in Monday through Friday every morning. Mark, Pam, Sherry, and company on the Mid-Ohio Breakfast Club right here on My96.7.
First down,
covering all of Delaware and Marysville. So that was a hold. That'll back it up 10 yards, make it first and 20 on the 44-yard line. Neither team right now looking very clean.
No, not at all.
Perini out far to the right. Zalewski inside to him. Two receivers to the left. There's the give. No, it's going to be a keeper and a short pass and complete it to Zalewski.
No. 21.
Oh, that was Perini. I'm sorry.
Zalewski was in the slot. Yep. I was looking at him because he was, you know, uncovered. He had about a 10-yard cushion.
Well, that slant was the play that it was the other side, but went for the touchdown earlier in the game. But no avail here. Gain of 9 on the play for Perini. Coverage was right there. So Hunter Sheldon in on that coverage. So two receivers on either side. Shankman in the shotgun, one running back out to the right, just a little bit behind him. Shankman looking to throw. He's got some time all day back there. He's going downfield, and that's going to be tipped. Oh, tipped again and picked off.
Number 9.
Brady Carper tipped it. Trey Beagle tipped it, and Talon Wolford said thank you and comes away with the interception. Wolford, good concentration to hold on to that. You got to like the luck on that.
I'll take the luck any day of the week on that stuff.
Two tips. It looked like Beagle was going to have it, and
yeah,
he would have
like
a touchdown.
He was tipping it to Beagle, and it would be like, you know,
yeah,
he was right there as well.
But he couldn't hold on to it. Although field position not the best, but hey.
Hey, we'll take it. No points. You know, we got four half here.
3 minutes left in the half. Monarchs take over on their 10-yard line. One receiver to the left, two to the right. There's the give. That's going to be J.J. Henry. He's going to find a little hole there.
Ball carrier number 2, J.J. Henry. Henry from the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Jimmy, like you said, got to take care of that.
3-yard gain on the play to the 14.
Grayson Shipley in on the tackle, so it's not a bad first down play.
No, not a bad first down play. I want to get some chunks here. I want to get a chance to score. At least get a heller field goal at this piece.
I agree with that. Both teams have two timeouts left. Monarchs will get the ball to start the second half. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Carper looking to throw. He's going to dump it off, and that's going to be complete to Stackhouse, who gets out of bounds.
Who's the leading receiver on the team, by the way.
Wouldn't have guessed that to start the year.
No, not
good
to start the year.
Well, you know what? He's gained the trust of both Evan Beeney and Brady Carper. I don't think he's had an ugly drop all year. He's pretty sure-handed, caught a couple of deep balls. So that'll bring up third and one at the 19-yard line, 2:21 left in the half.
6-yard gain, but more importantly, stop the clock so we don't have to worry about a timeout right there.
Good point, Steve. Carper in the gun. Henry off his right hip. Everybody up on the line. They're going to give it to J.J. He's got some room. He's at the 30. And he's going to get out of bounds. Just past the 40-yard line. There's your chunk play, and there's your stopped clock.
I like it.
Ball was on the 19-yard line.
21-yard gain on that.
That was a big, big play as it puts the Monarchs closer to midfield.
We got a chance to break any one of these just because of the talent that we have in the backfield. Sure. And the quickness we've got. You got to get a block here or there, and they got to take care of business.
Stackhouse wide to the left. Strickland inside of him. Nobody out to the right. And they're going to give it to JJ again, and he's going to run basically the same play, but not get nearly as much.
No.
But I think he got out of bounds again. So again, stopping the clock, working the sidelines.
Here's somebody down.
Uh-oh.
We have an official timeout for injury.
78.
That's Tyson Barker, your right tackle for the Monarchs.
One of the first guys out there is with Coach Young, too. He is the player's coach for sure.
Oh, without a doubt.
Without a doubt. No disrespect to anybody else that was coaching here before, but
he is out there. Got to wonder if maybe just got the wind knocked out of him.
That's what it looks like.
Sternum.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. You can tell by the way they're reacting. It's like you're just talking to him. Tell him, breathe, relax, catch your breath.
2:07 left in the half, 7-7 to score here. I want to thank all of our sponsors, Monarchs Roofing, Middlefield Banking, Mike's Roofing, OSU Marion, Duke Insurance, Sheets, Intelligent, and, of course, Union Rural Electric, providing great youth programs in all of Union County.
In the third quarter from the press box.
So Young walking off the field, so that's a good sign. And more importantly, Barker's walking off the field.
Your contributions.
He's a little hunched over. It makes me think he took a shot somewhere that maybe he shouldn't have.
Shouldn't have.
Something in the chest. So the last play, it looks like J.J. Henry picked up a couple of yards. Ball sitting on the 41-yard line. Monarchs moving left to right on your proverbial radio dial.
He's got 10 carries so far in his first half. I'm assuming we're going to see at least two or three more out of him before the half is over with.
Colin Wimmer's in the slot to the right. Strickland just past him. Kiefer Stackhouse on the other side of him. One receiver to the left. Carper looking to throw, and it's going to be a little screen to Kiefer Stackhouse, who's going to get open field tackle there, and a little shoestring. A
little bubble screen, get you about 6 yards on it maybe.
Yep. Michael Hecker Wellborn in on the tackle. That saved what might have been a big play, but it's 3rd and 2. He did not get out of bounds, so the clock will run. Doesn't look like Coach Young's going to take any of his two timeouts.
I wouldn't. Yeah, you want to save one of those for a potential field goal if you can get to it.
And there's a give up to gut to Henry. He's going to get pushed back. Should have a.
You're going to use one here, I think.
I think so. Maybe enough for the first down. Let's see where they spot it.
The spot is short of that, I believe. About a yard short, if I think right.
So, yeah. So it's going to be 4th and 1 with 1:13 left. Marysville's going to take a timeout. We're going to take 30 seconds and breathe. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270. Powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at an affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks, here at Hamilton Field. Scott Swiezinski, Steve Ishmael, Josh back at the DLR Studios. Monarchs facing a 4th and 1 with 1:13 left. The ball just off to the right hash mark. They're trying to take the lead. 7-7 is your score here. Carper under center. We got a false start. Oh, that hurts. That was Shane Brickner. We got all kinds of flags now.
What was the second flag for?
I don't know. I'm going to guess a personal foul. Coach Young is not going to like that. Not going to like that at all. They had a chance to pick up a first down, extend the drive, and maybe get in field goal position for Isaac Heller. Or, you know, Wimmer and Henry break off a big run. So we got two flags. First one is a false start on Marysville. We've got an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the Cardinals.
That's a first down, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Because of that penalty, Steve owes me a chicken sandwich. I just made
How
that
did
up.
That work out?
I don't know. I just made that up.
You owe Darren and myself wings from like 8 years ago or something. This is one where they walk back five.
And back and forth. Yeah, well, it'll be a 15-yard penalty, and then 5 yards back, it'll be a first down. The Monarchs will be across midfield on there.
Another 5 yards. You're in hella range here, yeah. I think. You know, I mean, that's...
So there we go. So the ball will land on the Cardinals' 42-yard line. Monarchs have one timeout. Cardinals have two. 1:13 left on the clock. All knotted up at seven. Three receivers go out wide to the left. One to the right. Running back off the right hip. Carper in the gun. Wimmer's going to stay back and block. He's going downfield. He's throwing, and it's incomplete. Pass intended for J.J. Henry. Whoo! Taking a shot downfield on first down. What do you think about that, Steve?
All right, well, you got a minute and 6 left. You're only going to have so many plays to run to begin with. I don't mind that at all.
No, I like it.
As I'm looking at the backfield, I don't know. Was it Wimmer's in the backfield that was next to him?
Might have got away with a little hole there.
No. What I'm looking at is going, okay, so where's J.J. Henry? And I couldn't see him anywhere. And then I see him on this side here. I'm like, okay, he's going out for the pass. They're throwing it to him.
He was kind of
hit. If I can see that.
Yep, now you got Wimmer's in the slot on the left, on the right side. Two receivers past him. Carper looking to throw again. Pass is coming. We're going to have a flag down. And that's going to be completed, but it's going to be all for naught.
All that's going to do is kill time.
Yep. I mean, it was an obvious hold in the backfield. The Cardinal, I didn't see who the defensive lineman was, basically got thrown to the ground. Penalties. So, I mean, I don't know if you saw that, Steve. I don't know how you would have missed
it. Yeah, I didn't really miss that, but it just takes us out of field goal range.
Yeah.
I mean, I like us throwing the passes here, but, we've got to be smart about these, too.
You got to be able to block. Pass blocking, run blocking, two totally different things, right?
Right, two totally, you're kind of, you jump back a little bit on pass blocking. You're not attacking them like you are on the run and kind of, you're just playing defender, really, is what you're doing.
Gage Henry comes into the game. Cooper Cromwell comes into the game. 40 seconds left, second and 20, 7-7. Monarchs moving backwards. Three receivers to the left now, one to the right. Henry in the backfield off the right hip of Carper. Carper looking to throw. Pressure's coming.
Like,
he's going to hit J.J. Henry in midfield. He's got some room. He goes out to the right. He's at the – cuts back into the hash mark. He's cut left now, and he's up, still pushing, and he's across the 30-yard line. Holy guacamole. Need to take that time out there, though. 20 seconds left on the clock on second and 20.
They're going
to
spike it.
And they do spike it with 14 seconds. That was a play. Wow. J.J. Henry just took that little screen pass. He bounced out to the right, came back into the left inside of the hash mark, cut a little left, moved forward, went down at the 29-yard line. What was the gain on that? 23?
I had 23 on that. You got to like the play call by Coach Locke there.
Because
you look at the defensive line has been, pinning their ears back and running like crazy after him. I'll trap him here a little bit
with
the screen play.
It was that little screen where you let him come in, but it wasn't off to the left. He just dumped it right off to J.J. in the middle of the field. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. 14 ticks left on the clock. They're going to look to throw again. Pressure's coming. Carper eludes it. He's going to look to throw, and he's just going to throw it away. Good play.
I don't throw that ball there because you could actually.
Intentional grounding?
Yeah, you could get into that,
maybe
that scenario. I mean, you threw it 2 yards.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I did not think of that. I liked him not trying to make something happen with the clock running out. Get rid of it.
Yeah, you definitely didn't want to take a sack there because that takes you out. But I think Heller can hit this.
I think he can, but they're going to go for it with 8 seconds left, second and 10, ball on the 29-yard line. Kiefer Stackhouse goes out wide to the left. Jackson Snyder in tight end on the right side. Strickland to the left, one receiver in the slot. Henry going to be out front to block. And Carper's going to get some room. He's going to get... And he's going to have a first down. He got to the sideline.
They got the timeout before. Yeah, I looked at the clock.
Did they get it in? It was close.
It was still at one, and it was I heard the whistle as I was looking at the clock.
That was close. That was a gutsy play call right there. I see what they did.
I'm not calling that if that's me. But that's why I'm up in the booth and not the other booth.
So remember, folks, halftime, Steve and I will recap a little bit. You'll get Skip Mossick. We'll talk about keys to the second half. Monarchs do get the ball, so any points here will put them in a favorable position. So Coach Young takes his last timeout with a second left.
That's a little too close to comfort for me.
So this will be,
especially he ran to the wide side of the field, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Well, he had J.J. Henry out in front of him. I mean, we've seen Carper spring a couple of those for big runs, but I think they were just trying to pick up some yards and maybe get position for Heller. This will be, what, about a 35-yard, 36-yard field goal?
36-yarder. Should be a chip shot for him. I mean, he definitely has the distance here.
So Snyder will be the holder for the Monarchs. Ball is off on the left hash. Heller will kick left to right. We've seen him. He's definitely got the range. So let's see. Thomas Worthington, ice baby, if you will.
You got it. You want to use it.
Well, we've seen Heller and three times, each time getting closer, attempt from 54 yards out.
He was beyond the 40, and the last one he hit the crossbar with.
Yeah,
so, I mean, he definitely has it.
It was close. You know, you take the field goal here, Steve. It gives you momentum going into the second
half.
Exactly. Ball back.
You want points going into the second half. It doesn't matter if it's 2, 3, 5. That rock and jock MTV stuff we can get 5 points out of or something.
My favorite, the nine-pointer.
Yeah,
Kevin Hart shooting from midcourt. So here we go. We're going to do it all over again. Heller from 36 yards out. He's got the leg strength. Jackson Snyder to hold. The snap is up. The kick is up, and it is good.
He had 10
Heller,
yards on that.
Absolutely. So there we go into the half, 10-7. Your score. Come on back, folks. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Monarchs Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarchs Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart. Crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarchs Roofing. 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarchs Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Union Rural Electric is proud to support our local youth through our Youth Tour. The Ohio's Electric Cooperative's Youth Tour is an annual leadership program sponsored by Union Rural Electric. It's a week-long, all-expenses-paid trip to Washington, D.C. that gives exceptional high school students the opportunity to meet with their congressional leaders at the U.S. Capitol, make new friends from across the state and country, and see many of the famous Washington, D.C. sites. This program is open to area high school sophomores or juniors who receive service from Union Rural Electric. To find out more, visit URE.com. Sponsored by Union Rural Electric.
From every snap to every catch to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with the personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks. It's halftime at Hamilton Field of Week 8 of high school football. Monarchs 10, Cardinals 7. Let's talk about how we got there. Started early. The Monarchs actually went on defense first and was stout in their first drive or their first defensive stand, forcing a 3-and-out. They would get the ball on their own 21-yard line, and they would grind it out, ground on the ground, ground and pound, 79 yards. J.J. Henry would hit it out from 1 yard. His 7th rushing touchdown of the season made it 7-0. A little bit of more back and forth, but it would be the young quarterback, Shankman. Sam Shankman hit Trey Beagle on a slant that went 65 yards to the house. made it 7-7. One of those plays that we've seen the Monarchs be vulnerable to all year long. Wasn't a whole lot of scoring. Actually, there was some sloppy plays, a little bit of penalties, some defense, some hits, some drops, and some punts.
And some more penalties.
It would be in the late in the second quarter. J.J. Henry catched a little screen pass and went about 23 yards. That helped to set up, after a Brady Carper gutsy run, set up the Isaac Heller 36-yard field goal. That made it 10-7, and that's where we ended up. Steve, talk a little bit about what we saw in this first half.
Well, not a lot of offense from either side. It's just a couple of big plays here and there. But the key thing for me is that, you know, through the help of Paul Devine, I have more stats at my disposal.
Thank you, Paul.
You know, we look at Marysville averages about 50 offensive plays a game, and right now they're a little less than that. They're at like 26.
Okay.
No, they're a little over, but it's like it feels like the run game needs more. We only got 21 rushes for 135, but it's like they kind of stalled in the late first and good portion of the second quarter. We stalled out on that.
Yeah, we did. I agree. So, but you know what? But they go into the halftime with the lead and get the ball back. We talked about swinging momentum.
And that's a big piece of it. It's like you needed to get points out of that because you've got two interceptions. And they were driving and they were deep. They were inside the 10 for both of them, I believe. And they could have gone either way. The last one with the tip, but it's like they could have caught that. But luckily it came to us. But you needed to capitalize. You needed points off of that. You needed something for your team to get them going. And they got to make some adjustments, I think, on that offensive line. Hopefully Tyson Barker's okay. If not, we got a sub we got to put in there, and it's like you just got to run at him.
Next man up. So, folks, Skip Mossick's up next with halftime high school football. Come on back. Steve and I will talk about keys to the second half. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
If you're looking to put your talents to work with a reputable, family-owned, and operated company, look to Mike's Roofing. Mike's Roofing is hiring all positions. You'll get generous benefits and $1,000 sign-on bonus. Apply online at mikesroofinginc.com and click on the Employment tab on the homepage. Go to work for the number one choice of thousands of homeowners in Central Ohio. Mike's Roofing, superior quality since 1960.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb in ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
In partnership with Ohio's Electric Cooperatives and the Ohio Energy Project, Union Rural Electric is pleased to provide an award-winning education program for your school. The E3 program is designed to promote energy literacy and understanding of the nature and role of energy in the universe and in our lives. As a school partner, you're provided with the curriculum, laboratory equipment, and support activities to bring STEM learning to the classroom. This program is open to teachers, grades 3 through 12, of science, technology, and environmental science, and is sponsored by Union Rural Electric. For more information, visit URE.com.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Report. This evening we'll talk some Licking County High School Football and a coaching legend that hits a milestone this season with longtime reporter Brian Mays. That is next on the Ohio News Network.
Friday night under the lights reminds us teamwork, dedication, and community start in our schools. I'm Ohio Education Association President Jeff Wenson, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we are proud to sponsor tonight's game and even prouder to support our public schools. Whether it's touchdowns or textbooks, success starts with a strong foundation. From the classroom to the end zone, we believe in every student's potential. Because in Ohio, public education matters.
Every day, farmers rise before the sun and put everything they have into a job so few can do. Their courage, resilience, and relentless work shape the legacies and future of our country. At Bex, we're proud to stand alongside those who don't wait to see what the world will do. They act. They lead. They are the difference. VEX honors your commitment to your land, family, and purpose. And while we can't predict what the future holds, there is one thing we can do to change it, and that's be the difference. Right now, in every decision, in every season.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game. We are joined for a few minutes this evening by Brian Mays, talking some Licking County area high school football tonight. And, you know, Brian, let's start with Licking Valley. We're unbelievably, they are celebrating Coach Randy Boffman's 50th season coaching high school football. 50 years. My goodness, how much more does this guy have in the tank?
Well, you know, I asked him that in the preseason, Skip, and thanks again for this opportunity. And he said, you know, I just kind of take it day by day. I really don't have any plans moving forward. I still love it. Is it a grind? Yes, but he loves being around the team. The community truly supports him. I don't think he has any chance of wanting to slow down anytime soon, but then again, when you have a milestone like this, and if they get a run, if they capture the LCL championship, make a run in the region, there's probably the opportunity. But I'll tell you what, the juicers are still going with Coach Boffman as we speak.
Well, Brian, why would you say his teams have had so much success over the years?
I think because he's adapting to the talent that he has. You have a lot of coaches that it's their style. This is how they're going to run things. Coach Boffman has done I formation. He's done spread. He's done different things with defenses. He's able to adapt to the talent that is provided him. And I think that's one reason that makes him so special. The other part of this is the kids, their parents, their grandparents have all bought into this system. And he's been able to make it to the state finals a couple of times, coming up a bit short. But when you've had that success at a small community like he's had in Hanover, where year in and year out, you know you're going to get the best from this team, I just think that once you get him part of the program, you're going to listen to this guy. You're going to believe in him. He's got your best interest at heart. And the trust factor has truly been there over these decades between the coach, his coaching staff, and the players and their families.
Well, more success so far for Licking Valley. 7-0 going into tonight, currently fifth in Division III in a very tough Region 11. What has stood out about this year's team?
It started last year. And they lost their second game of the season at home to West Muskingum in overtime. And since then, they have not lost one regular season contest. Their only loss between now and then was to defending state champ Watterson in the regionals last year. They believe in themselves. It's not a flashy team. It's not a team that's going to wow you with talent, but they know what they can do, and they do it very well. I've been to a couple of practices, and they just are so focused and so bought into what they do. And when you have a quarterback that they do in Brody Rogers, who is now in his junior season, he's been the quarterback since his sophomore year, it helps to have that leadership in place. And Skip, the other part of this that I think is interesting with tonight's game, he is two wins away from tying Ron Hinton for sixth all-time in Ohio coaching wins. And, of course, tonight his opponent, Keith Hinton, is Ron Hinton's nephew. The tree doesn't fall far here in coaching in Ohio.
All right, Brian, another team that you've seen a few times and not far away over in Perry County is New Lexington. Still perfect at 7-0. They sit number one in Division IV, Region 15.
They really had a great season last year, but they had a pretty big loss in graduation, and folks were saying, well, you know, maybe 6-4, 7-3 will be a good season. Well, they've hit the 7-win mark as we speak. Kevin Board has just done a tremendous job. And again, they've got so much talent, so many weapons on offense. They're just running over people right now. Now, they've got a huge matchup coming up with Sheridan in a couple weeks. That's going to be the telltale sign. But if this team continues to play like they are on both sides of the ball, just basically winning these games at halftime, that could be a very interesting region in Division IV, Region 15, because right now, no one is slowing down the Panthers.
Well, Brian, you've been doing this for a long time. Real quickly, what's been the reaction in your area in regards to the playoff field reducing from 16 to 12 teams in each region?
Most of the athletic directors have been for it, and most of the coaches understand it. Do they like that maybe additional postseason 13 through 16 seeds? They did. But in our case last year, Skip, where we had several Licking County schools that were in that range that had to do road trips, the games were not pretty. It really wasn't a fun way to end the season. But overall, 1 through 12, they're mostly in for it.
Brian Mays, thanks for hopping on. You know we love talking high school football with you, okay?
Always a pleasure, Skip. Take care.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
Vex recognizes this week's player with heart, Reagan Schnipke, from Elgin High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
I love being a part of a team where we can like work together in order to achieve our goals and win, obviously. I also like independent sports like cross country and track because they're individual and I like competing for myself.
Reagan brings that same winning attitude to FFA.
And I really like it, and I learn a lot, and it's a lot of good experience. Job interview taught me a bunch of stuff, and I'm also a student officer for FFA, and it's taught me a lot with public speaking.
And maybe the greatest lessons are learned in agriculture.
Agriculture has brought many aspects to my life. It has taught me that teamwork, hard work, responsibility, time management and determination is needed to succeed in life.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
This is ONN.
All right, thanks again to Brian Mays talking a little Licking County High School football with us this evening. We're unbelievably Licking Valley's Randy Boffman, again celebrating his 50th season coaching high school football. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids from the Ohio News Network.
From every snap to every catch to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cash back rewards at the concession stand to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for our no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
Look, Mike's Roofing Incorporated tears off and installs new roofs every day. Call for a free estimate and inspection. Mike's Roofing Incorporated services include residential and commercial roof installation and repair. They constantly educate themselves on new products and procedures and hire, train, and retain the finest craftsmen. Residential or commercial, repair or replace, look to Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Call for an estimate or schedule your roofing job today at 740-387-ROOF. Check them out online at mikesroofinginc.com.
Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My 96.7.
And we're back, folks. It's halftime. We're at Hamilton Field in Worthington, Ohio. Week 8 halfway in the books. Scott Swiezinski here with Steve Ishmael, Josh Sermon back at the DLR Studios. Your Monarchs are on top by 10-7. It's been a J.J. Henry touchdown run and a 36-yard Isaac Heller field goal. The Cardinals had a 65-yard catch and run pass. Trey Beagle from Sam Shankman. Steve, who are some of our, what do we got in stats tonight?
Shankman's pretty good at getting out of the pocket when he gets flushed out of there. So he's got 6 carries right now with 30 yards.
Most of those on scrambles,
right? Most of those on scrambles. There's been no really designed run plays that he's had. But he's also 7 for 12, 135. He does have 2 picks, but he's got that slant route touchdown that everybody seems to throw against us here.
What do we have for the Monarchs?
And you got J.J. Henry, who has 11 carries for 72 Ooh. Yards and a touchdown. Colin Wimbers has 4 carries for 48. And Brady Carper has 6 for 15. But Brady Carper's also 3 for 5 for 35. The only pass that J.J. Henry threw was incomplete, but... I mean, it was close, but you know, watching these guys go back and forth here this whole first quarter. Looking at Worthington's schedule, they played 6 teams with winning records.
Yes, they've had a
tough
schedule.
I didn't realize that they played that tough a schedule. But also, the last 3 games, this defense has given up 45 points a
yes.
game. 45 points a game these last 3 games. Now they played against decent competition, but still, it's like. This does not look like the 1-6 football team. Does not look like a team that has given up 45 points a game. Not at all. This team is for real.
Yeah, no, there's definitely some talent there. They've got some big receivers. They play hard on defense. They're getting pressure on Carper. They're shutting down the run. Now, I say that, and J.J. Henry's averaging 6.5 yards a carry right now with a TD.
Yeah, but that's normal for him. He's close to 6 yards a carry because he'll bust that one open. That'll give you a little benefit there. But it's, you know, he gets a good 6-7 yards a carry all the time because he always falls forward.
Yeah. So what are some of the second half keys for the Monarchs? What do they have to do to move to 500 tonight?
You know, it's the same as the first half. They got to control the clock. They got to control the clock. They got to get the run game going again. They got their run game going that first series, and that was pretty much it. You know, and then they've got to, you know, the number three key is limit the penalties. Those things are just killing us everywhere. I don't have a total on those just yet, but I'll try to get that for the end of the game. But it's just
not been good, though.
No, it's not good at all. I mean, I think I've got them at 6 for an average of about, they probably have 55, 60 yards in penalties right now. And they're drive killers. I mean, it's just not. Uncharacteristically, you know, there's a lot of holding penalties because usually they're pretty powerful blocks. They're just not catching those right now.
Let's get some scores from around the area. Olentangy Braves looking to move to 7-1, fighting for playoff seeding. They are only beating the Panthers 7-3 right now. We see Darby on senior night to end the season. Jonathan Alder trailing London 28-0. Man,
that's that London team's pretty good.
They're good.
I got that one backwards on my sheet here.
how about this? Orange and Upper Arlington tied up at 14.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming. No. I didn't think it was going to be that close.
We've seen a lot of Orange, a lot of footage of them. They are fantastic. Arlington's no slouch. Of course, the team they lost to last week, Olentangy Liberty, trailing the Bradley Jaguars 13-7. Kaufman on top of Davidson.
Didn't see that one coming either. I mean, that's
14-10 is what I have there. So,
yep.
Team we see next week. That's Berlin, right? On the road, Olentangy High School. Or Olentangy Berlin High School. Sorry, folks.
On the way halfway to Cleveland, it feels like.
Score there, 6-3. Celtics still struggling offensively since losing their starting quarterback and wide receiver. Over on WVXG, Dave Gorenflow and Keith Kokinda have Mount Gilead and Northmore. Mount Gilead took a beating last week, 46-0. They're on top of the Golden Knights, 22-8. Big Walnut rolling again against Westerville North, 30-0. Hayes and Scioto, 7-3. The Irish on top of the Pacers. The Freddies of Fredericktown trying to keep pace with everybody up that way, beating East Knox 14-6. Clear Fork, one of those other teams up that way, fighting for playoff position. They are tied up with Highland right now. And Galleon, who's trying to keep pace as well, they're fighting for playoff position up the KMAC-MOAC area, beating River Valley 23-0. So every game matters right now.
Definitely, you know, because the way the computer points go, it could go either way. Now that they limited the state playoffs to 12 teams versus 16, you know, I think there's only 16 in our division anyway. I mean, so everybody would have made it. And it's like, you got a couple in the bottom. We don't need Kaufman winning and getting a bunch of points off of Davidson because that's going to move them up because right now they're behind us.
Right, right. We need Jerome to win. We need Lancaster to win. We need Kip Columbus to snag a win in there.
I think all three are losing right now. That's the thing that stinks about that.
Yeah, so that's tough. You know, and it really does. And, of course, some of these teams jockeying for playoff position for seeding. The first two teams get a bye for a couple of games. The higher seed gets a home game. They eliminated one neutral game this year, so that could be huge.
Yeah, definitely.
So, gotta love this time of year in high school football.
So I got a little update on the Homecoming Hecker Award we talked about last week.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got a lot of great feedback about that.
I got a lot of feedback as well, and I've got, you know, multiple coaches that would send me photos of the plaques and stuff that are there, and I just want to kind of highlight a couple of the guys that were there.
Okay.
So we've got multiple father and son combos. We've got some uncles and nephews. And I've got a few notable alumni here to talk about, too. So if you look at Mike Powers Sr.
Big
or
Mike. Mike Powers, the two?
Yeah.
Big Mike, as we always call him.
So you've got Mikey has won the award. Gabe has won the award. Colt won the award.
Wow.
Along with their uncles, Steve and Tom Powers, have both won the award. Justin Henry and J.J. Henry have both won the award.
Okay.
The trio of the Johnson trio, Ian, Griff, and Nick have all won it. And some notable alumni. You got the late Eric Howard, Jim Wimmers, Chad Williamson, Shane Stevens,
okay,
and you wrestling coach North Union, that is.
Yeah.
Garrett Andrews.
Wow.
Monarch radio fan Chris Geisinger won it in 2014. Okay, he didn't even know he was on the list.
That sounds like Chris.
You got 2014 wrestling state champion Austin Farr won it. And Minnesota Golden Gopher Tommy Rush won it as well.
Look at that. So some big names on there. Some, it's almost it's a who's who of Marysville football,
yeah,
really.
Definitely.
The one name it looks like we're kind of missing is Chase Blackburn.
He was on there. I don't know why I didn't put that on there, but he was there.
I think you mentioned it last week.
I think I talked about him last week because he was on bigger ones.
So. Wow, that's impressive. Such a cool award.
Yep.
You know, thanks for digging into that and sharing that. It was a lot of history I'd never known about. It's an award that they do a good job at the goal of keeping it quiet.
Keeping it quiet.
There's
not a lot of broadcast about it. There's not a lot of talk about it, you know, but it's something that the players like. They get recognized for it. It's just a specific game.
Right.
You know, a specific individual. It started the whole thing, you know, and it's a really, really cool award to be able to talk about.
Yeah. No, I really appreciate your work on that. That's fantastic. It's just some fantastic information. So we talked about next week, Monarchs on the road again, going Olentangy Berlin to battle the Bears. Always a tough game. Mark Norrie and company trying to get back on the plus side, having a little bit of a down season. Bob Kennedy Announcers Roundtable will be 6 p.m. We'll have kickoff. We'll go on a little bit before 7. Stat Steve will have his pregame show, the ish pregame show, if we could call it that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that good. But.
I think it is. I appreciate all that you you share with me throughout the week, and appreciate you this morning correcting me a little bit on the Mid-Ohio Breakfast Club. Man, I'm surprised I knew my name this morning.
Yeah,
so.
It's been a rough week for both of us. We had a bunch of stuff going on personally outside of this. So,
that's
yeah.
right. So it's always nice to get this break on Friday nights. And as we're getting ready to kick off, Monarchs will get the ball. I just want to note one thing. It finally feels like football season with the weather. It's a
right.
little chilly.
We both put our jackets on at halftime. We're like, I'm getting cold. I couldn't put it over my headset earlier, but I just did it now.
Last week we were in shorts. So.
Yeah, shorts, and it was 90 on Saturday, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was hot. All right, back for the Monarchs. We got the trio of Cale Strickland, Colin Wimmers, and Griffin Beery. So Monarchs in their white uniforms, Cardinals in the blue. They will kick left to right on your radio dial. It's going to be a short kick fielded by an upback, and he's just going to go down. He didn't even try to run that, but, hey, you got good field position, right?
Right, that's what I would take. Just, you know, you get it, what, about 30? It's even better.
Yep, Bryson Llewellyn was the upback who got that. So, yeah, Monarchs looking at a first and 10 with decent field position, trying to increase their lead of 3. It's 10-7. So, hey, can't worry about a returner if there isn't one.
Yeah, exactly.
Ball actually placed on the 31-yard line, 3 receivers to the left. Colin Wimmers goes in motion. They're going to give it to Colin. He's going to go on the right side. He's got a little hole. He's got some room. He's across the 40 and out at about the 46-yard line.
Gets about 15 on that call. I like the way they're starting this half out.
He just a little bit of motion there. He was kind of in that wing back position. The H-back. Well, I guess that's not an H-back there, is it?
No.
Z-back.
Z-back. I like the Z-back.
That was my nickname
that's
when
you.
I played.
Yeah, that's you, Z-back.
Yeah, they said, Z, back off. Go sit down.
Z-back. Go back to the sideline.
Stackhouse goes out wide to the left. Strickland wide to the right. Wimmers in tight to the left. Henry in the backfield. Wimmers in motion again. There's the give to J.J. He's going to go up the gut and just fall across midfield. So after the 15-yard run, we're going to get about another 4 or 5 yards out of J.J. Henry.
Yep, a little thunder and lightning going on there. That's what we like to call these guys every now and then.
Hey, why the Sheets not? They probably get some Sheets coffee before the game to get them pumped up. You can get snacks, treats, join the Sheets My Rewards program. Get points for every dollar you spend.
Coffee's good, too. Had some this morning.
Yep. Ball on the 49-yard line. 2 receivers left, 1 to the right. There's going to be Henry up the gut again. He's got a big hole. He's going to fall forward. First down.
Gain about 7 yards on that.
Got to like it.
Typical J.J. Henry, you're falling forward.
Yep.
You're hitting a guy and you're running him over.
So gain of 5 was the official spot on that. I might have got shorted on that. But how about this? In 3 plays, the Monarchs were already in Cardinal territory.
Yep.
Jackson Snyder out to the left. Strickland inside of him. Stackhouse out wide to the right. There's the give. That's going to be Henry to the outside. He's got some more room. He breaks a tackle, and he falls forward again across the 30-yard line for another Monarch first down.
You like those yards where they're, you know, hit the corner, and they're as fast as they can be around there, and then they just run the guys over and fall forward.
He's hitting that corner with a force.
His yards per average, your average yards tonight, he's had one rush that was at 1 yard. The other ones have been 17, 15, 15, 15, and 12.
So,
pretty good average.
That's
right,
pretty good
right
average. Gain of 12 on that one, as Steve said. Same formation. Carper in the shotgun. Henry off his right hip. Colin Wimmer's off to the left side. He's going to go in motion. And we're going to have false start. I think Cale Strickland took off a little early on that. Drive killer right there, but hey, the way they're running the ball, I don't know if it's going to matter.
No, I hope it doesn't matter. I hope we just, you know, got to take care of business here. But
Duke Insurance, they can fill you all of your home, auto, and life insurance need if you're looking for outstanding customer service from a business that's been serving Marysville for over 40 years. Go to IISAAgencyInc.com. All right, we're going to do it again. Owen Harbold out wide to the left. One back in the backfield, shotgun formation. There's the give to J.J. Henry, but it's going to be sniffed out and brought down right away. They were waiting for that one.
Got a guy doing push-ups out there after he trips him up a little
that
bit.
That was Trey Beagle who caught the touchdown earlier. So a couple of backwards plays for the Monarchs. You don't want to see that on a drive that started off so good.
Yeah, it started off solid. You keep going here. You got, what, third and 18 right now?
Yep, loss of three on that carry by J.J.
The down marker says second, though. I don't know if the clock is right or if – well, because of the penalty.
Well – you might be right on that, so let's see. One man in the backfield, Carper under center. He's going to flip it out. That's going to be Henry. He's got some room.
It's going to matter.
Yep, and he got up to about the 25-yard line. He was on 37 to make it about a gain of maybe 12.
I had 13 on that one.
I go with 13.
13 sounds better, right?
8:50. Yes, it does. 8:50 left, third quarter, 10-7. Your score here at Hamilton Field in Worthington, Ohio. You're listening to Monarch Football. Scott, Steve, Josh back at the studio. Jackson Snyder checking in to the game. You were right, Steve. It is third down. It was second. Stackhouse goes out wide to the right. Strickland inside of him. Jackson Snyder in tight on the line. Carper's going to keep it. He's going to have some room.
He's close.
I think he's going to be short.
He's close.
Four down territory.
Oh, four down territory, definitely. Good to see Tyson Barker back in there, left tackle.
Yeah, good eye. So, well, they're going to bring Heller out for another field goal, confident in the young man's ability.
Inside the 25 to the 23-yard line.
So fourth and four. This will be about a 39-yarder.
Let's give it 40. He's just about right on the mark.
He's just right there on about the 30-yard line. Ball dead center. That kick is up. And it is good. Heller perfect so far.
40.
On the
he had another 10 yards for that one too.
Easy.
I believe he had. You know, they were just like, they feel like chip shots to him now.
Yep.
Right now.
13-7 your score. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
At Ohio State Marion, whatever your path, every degree is an Ohio State degree. Many students choose to start their Ohio State journey at a regional campus. At Ohio State Marion, you'll enjoy the caliber and opportunities of a Big Ten university and a close-knit campus community close to home, knowing that no matter which campus you graduate from, your diploma will read THE Ohio State University. Many campuses, one Ohio State.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks. Isaac Heller with a 40-yard field goal makes it 13-7. He's been perfect on the night and has had plenty of range. That has not been an issue. And he's going to show it here as it's going to be kicked off, fielded by Jones at the 5-yard line. They're going to force him to the outside, and he's going to be pushed out at about the 12. Henry in there.
Never understood why they kicked that to like the left corner, but now the more he's been doing it, makes sense now because it's extra defenders on that side because you got the sideline.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. I noticed that more on this kick than the others. They're trying to get down there quick enough to keep him from cutting into the middle.
Yeah, well, before we would only kick it to the 20, so it really didn't matter. You know, didn't do a whole lot for us there.
So let's see what Sam Shankman and big Nick Zalewski and company can do to answer that. Down by two scores. Perini out far to the right. Beagle to the left. Two receivers inside of Perini. Pistol formation. One back in the backfield. Now he moves up just off to the left side. High snap, but fakes it to Singletary. Shankman's looking to row. Jackson Snyder in pursuit. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds. Carter Dunn helping Snyder move it.
Out of bounds.
Like that. Good pressure on him. Able to contain him a little bit. You know, he got a couple yards here, but nothing crazy out of that like he's had in the past.
Well, you got to wonder if Carter Dunn now is going to be the guy to spy him because he's
quick.
Yes.
If I had a guy, that's who I would put on.
Yep. Middle linebacker for the Monarchs. He was up there, so gain of one on the play. Second and nine. 7:30 as the clock ticks away. 13-7. Monarchs on top, trying to move to 500 and go 2-1 in the Cardinal division. Play clock at 10, so the Cardinals are going to have to get up to the line and get the playoff quick. Two receivers.
Four, three.
Let's see if they can get it off, or they're going to have to use a timeout. They're going to have to use a timeout, so we'll take a timeout for 30 seconds. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Look, Mike's Roofing Incorporated tears off and installs new roofs every day. Call for a free estimate and inspection. Mike's Roofing Incorporated services include residential and commercial roof installation and repair. They constantly educate themselves on new products and procedures and hire, train, and retain the finest craftsmen. Residential or commercial, repair or replace, look to Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Call for an estimate or schedule your roofing job today at 740-387-ROOF. And check them out online at mikesroofinginc.com.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My96.7.
We're back, folks. Play clock was winding down. Coach Scott Gordon had to use one of his timeouts. 7:15 in the third quarter. It's early to be using burning timeouts like that.
Definitely, yeah. You don't want to do that, but
no, not at all. Monarchs with a three-man front. Setting their offense, Thomas Worthington has two receivers to the right, one to the left. Zalewski in the slot to the right. He's their big tight end. Looking to throw, he's got time. He's going down the field, and that's going to be completed to Tim Jones across the 40-yard line, down at the 47. But there is a flag in the backfield. Steve says it's holding, and I trust Steve's judgment. Will it be all for naught?
I saw Jackson Snyder rushing around the end and the tackle.
They're waving it off. Oh. The ball was on the 18-yard line. It's now midfield. That's a 32-yard gain.
Whew. That's nuts.
Wow.
You had number five with that, right?
That was Tim Jones was the receiver on that. Made a beautiful catch.
Hey, we have a Thomas Worthington alumni listening to us right now. Nick Burns, and you got Fight Club Jr. listening to us also.
Ah, good evening, Nick and Fight Club Jr. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Spread formation for the Cardinals. Shotgun for Shankman. He's going to fake it again to Singletary. He's going to roll out. Tim Jones rolling down the sideline, and he got popped.
Oh, I saw that coming.
Ooh, they're calling like, no. Yeah,
he was out of bounds, I think.
Yep, they called it out of bounds. Jones just kind of hung back a little bit, and as Shankman rolled out, Jones went down the sideline, and the Monarchs read it perfectly. And we're going to have ineligible man downfield. I didn't see the flag, but I saw the ref signal for it. That's again another penalty. Both teams not playing their cleanest football on the night.
Definitely not. You know, that was a pass that was kind of telegraphed a little bit, you know, and
yes.
I'm seeing, I don't know who the corner is coming up, but he saw it just as well as I saw it. The quarterback didn't see that.
Hunter Sheldon's usually on that side, so I don't
that
know
was him. It was either him or Carper that hit him pretty solid there.
First and 15, ball on the 45-yard line. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Shankman giving some instructions to his running back. That's a hurtful penalty for the Cardinals. Good snap. They're going to give it to Singletary. He's going to go nowhere.
The run game is not there for them at all. I mean,
that's been a problem for them all year, I feel like.
Well, but they throw the ball really well. And that's the thing. It's like they've got a lot of big targets. You got a lot of big receivers. I mean, I think I can even hit a couple guys 6'6".
I think you could. I would agree with that. So OSU Marion Your diploma will still say The Ohio State University. Frequent one-on-one and small group conversations discuss meaningful connections. Meaningful connections. Go to osumarion.osu.edu. To learn more, Beagle out wide to the left, Perini to the right this time. Zalewski inside Perini. One man to the slot to the left. Sam Shankman, senior quarterback, working in the shotgun. Pressure's coming. It's going to step up. He's going to throw. He's looking for Tim Jones. That's going to be incomplete, little overthrown. Coverage was there. Looks like Talon Wolford was in on that.
Yeah, they had guys running down the seams there, you know, right at the hash mark, and he threw it right in the middle of the field, and nobody cut in to try and catch that at all. But I think we had pretty good defense on there, too.
Yeah, the line was getting pressure. It kind of forced Shankman to step up a little bit. It'll be third and 14.
I don't remember Thomas Worthington passing this much before.
They did that year. They beat us in 22. When Greg Kegley was there, they threw the ball
quite
a bit.
That's true, yeah.
He's a good quarterback, Kegley. Three-year starter overall in his career.
He started as a true freshman, didn't he?
He did, yep. There's the pass that's going to beat Perini. He's going to get cross midfield, but not nearly enough. They needed 14. He only got a few.
Good bend, but don't break defense right there. I mean, you let him catch that in the flat and just tackle him.
Keep him
on the field.
Keep him in front of you. Middle field bank. Go check them out on 160 Coleman's Crossing. They've been serving 19 communities across northeastern, central, and western Ohio since 1901. Middlefieldbank.bank. Zane Gavin will be in the punt. Back for the Monarchs will be Zach Bysang. That's going to be a short punt, but roll and be down about the 19-yard line. Bysang was well behind that.
They were close to getting that one again, too. J.J. Henry was getting through there and just dives right across, just has to barely miss it. He is coming really close to blocking that.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. So the Monarchs trying to build on their two-score lead will get the ball back. Looking very, very good to start the second half. Five minutes left in the third quarter. So let's see. Two receivers, one receiver to the left, two to the right. It's a little wildcat formation. J.J. Henry takes the direct snap, picks up a couple there.
Tackled by on cue, number 19, Nick Zalewski.
Nick Zalewski, the tackler in on that, so no gain. Ball right. I apologize. They just spot the ball. Gain of about 3. It'll make it 2nd and 7. The clock continues to run. You know, and I like these calls. Keep them. Keep it in between the hash marks. Pick up some yards.
Yeah.
Pick up a couple of first downs.
You keep it in between the hash marks, and you can go either side of the field. There's no short side, no wide side here. So.
And the clock will continue to run. Carper in the gun. That's Henry again, and the wildcat formation. He takes the direct snap, moves out to the right side. He's going to have a nice gain of probably.
Yeah, are they giving Carper a breather like they did last week, little bit?
Then, you know, if you remember, before Evan Beanie got hurt with the knee injury, that's what they would do with Carper.
Yeah, they kind of rotate those guys in around.
So 3rd and 2, gain of 6 on the play for J.J., and QB1 will come back in. Deacon Henry will check out of the ball game. Clock still running, 3:35. 13-7 is the score here. Monarchs on top. Three receivers out to the left, nobody to the right. Running back off the left hip. Now Carper's going to keep it. He's got the first down and then some. He's still up. And he's going to be down near about the 40-yard line, gain of about 12 on the play. Let's see where the spot was. It looked like he tripped up and was able to keep his
tripped
balance.
Up and kind of stayed on one of his own players or something, you know. It's like, yeah, got another 12 yards out of that.
Yeah. So ball on the 40-yard line, 1st and 10. So Monarchs just taking their time. Stackhouse out to the right. Owen Harbold to the left. Cale Strickland inside of him. Wing back on the right side. J.J. Henry going out. That's going to be pass and completed. Let's see what they're going to call.
I don't know how that guy can see that from way back there.
It's on the far side of the field.
This guy's in the middle of the field, 20 yards behind him.
So they're going to call that low and incomplete to Stackhouse.
I want to see the replay.
I thought it was completed. Yeah, let's pull that up. We got
The footage.
Pull the footage.
I bet Metzger's got it, but he's not next to us now.
No, he's not. Cooper Cromwell in the game, going out, split out to the left. Stackhouse split out to the right. Wimmers goes in motion. They're going to give it to Collin. He's got that right corner, and he's across midfield. That's going to be enough for a first down. Man, he is running that sweep play.
Well, seems like they're getting a seal block somewhere on the edge, and it's always on that far side. They haven't run it to this side at all. But every time they get, 10, 15 yards, it's off that right side.
Steve, what'd you say? He's averaging what, almost 11 yards a carry on the night?
Yeah, and he was at 10-7, and he got an 11-yard one last time.
So hitting that average.
But it's, he's got one run in there with one-yard rush. So it's, taking him down a little bit, not taking him down that much. But
two receivers to the right, Owen Harbold outside the numbers. Stackhouse inside the numbers. Strickland goes in motion. There's a jet sweep. Strickland's got a little bit of room there. Picked up a few. Didn't look like the handoff was clean there, though.
No, it didn't. He's not one that gets the ball a lot, so that's where you struggle with a little bit of that. You want to give your guys a little bit of a breather, but you also, you got to make sure exchanges are good, like simple things like that.
Right. Well, and he was out for a few weeks, so that, that time he was out, we saw Zach Bisang run that a few times. Probably got more comfortable there.
Still got 5 yards out of it, though.
Second,
I mean, that's
5. 13-7, the scores here. A 1:40 left in the game. There's J.J. Henry. He's got some room up the middle, put his head down, gets flipped over, and falls for a first down. These backs are just having a night.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm pretty sure they went into halftime. They're like, listen, we pushed them around the first time we went down the field. Let's start doing that again. And, that's what they've been doing this whole drive and just eating up clock. This third quarter's almost over.
Yeah, it is. Minute 20 left. Gain of what? 8 on the play?
I got 8 on that play, yeah. It's his 18th carry of the night right now. He's going to get to 25 at least,
easy.
I have a feeling.
70 seconds left in the quarter. First and 10. Ball on the 37-yard line. They looked at the clock and said, wait, let's not rush. Let's run one last play and go into the fourth quarter with a lead threatening to score. Monarchs coming up. There's Carper sweeping to the left. He's got a little room.
Good seal block by J.J. Henry. Look like he got a little face mask or helmet pulled there.
I think he got hit by his own man.
He's up running around, though.
Yeah, I think he bumped into Wimmers as he was kind of getting hit. 40 seconds left in the quarter. Monarchs trying to make it a 3-score lead. They're up 13-7. It's been J.J. Henry touchdown and 2 Isaac Heller field goals. A 36 and a 40-yarder for the senior. Jackson Snyder checking into the game. He's going to go out wide to the right side. Kiefer Stackhouse on the left side. Receiver inside of Snyder. Henry off the left hip of Carper. He's in the gun. They're going to give it to J.J. He's going to go to the right. He's going to cut inside. He's got some room, and he's going to pick up close to another first down.
He's
got to
be really close.
I think he's got it. It depends on the spot.
Looks like the guy on the far side has given it. Looks like the spot has given
it
to him. But
so that'll be the end of the third quarter. Come on back for the last 12 minutes. You're listening to Monarch Football on 96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at Telligent.net. That's Telegent.net.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My 96.7.
We're back, folks. J.J. Henry was just a yard short of the first down, ball on the 28-yard line, facing a third and one as we start the fourth quarter. Monarchs up 13-7, trying to go 2-1 in the conference and 4-4 on the season. They're looking to claw their way in Monarch style into a playoff position, and I say that because it's been all on the ground in the third quarter. Carper under center. They're going to give it to Henry. He's got a hole. He's still up, and he's down. That's going to be more than enough for a first down. They were looking for that Carper keeper, huh,
Steve? They were looking for that, but also I watched Carper on this too, and it was like a reverse turn that the QB does, so it kind of takes the linebackers, and they look at it's going right, but then he turns all the way around, and he gets it to J.J. going left on the left side of the guard and gets that big gap right there.
Picked up about six on that one as well, so ball on the 22-yard line, first and 10. This drive started for the Monarchs with 5 minutes left in the third quarter. We're now 30 seconds into the fourth.
Just keep eating the clock. Get us a score here, and it's not over, but it's good.
We're going to have a false start on the Monarchs, I'm guessing. Monarchs Roofing. Serving with heart and crafting with care. Another great family-owned operated business located in Marysville, serving Dublin, Plain City, Delaware, and surrounded areas. Call 937-738-2318.
Good timeout on that call, Scott. We didn't actually take a penalty there.
Okay. I thought it was definitely going for a false El Stardo.
Yeah.
The number one Ohio State University Buckeyes traveling to Illinois to take the 19th-ranked Fighting Illini. Julian Sand, Jeremiah Smith, Carnell Tate, Arvell Reese, Sonny Styles and company trying to remain undefeated. Going on the road for only the second time this season.
Yeah, there were guys I was listening to on ESPN earlier. They're really high on Arvell Reese.
He's played well.
He's the one that kind of stepped in and stepped over Gabe when he was there.
Yeah, I agree.
Not intentional, but it was like he's a better player.
He's playing at a high level right
now.
Yeah,
he's really good.
Three receivers to the left, one to the right. You can catch that Buckeye action right here on WDLR. There's the give. Nope. Carper's going to keep it. He's got all kinds of room. He cuts to the inside. He's at the 10. He's across the 5, and he's down at about the 2-yard line. That'll be about a 20-yard run for Brady Carper. That Carper keeper.
Carper keeper.
The Carper keeper. It just flows.
It does. It's so cool.
Well, especially when it goes for 20 yards. Last week he had one for 45. He's done that a couple of times. Monarchs first and goal on the 2-yard line.
I'm watching him run that, and I look across the field, and the lights come on the other field. And I kind of get like a little kid distracted, going, "Oh, what's going on over there?" And he's like, "Yeah."
Henry back in the backfield. Carper under center. Two receivers out to the left. They're going to give it to JJ. He's going to get bottlenecked up by Nick Zalewski. That's why he's going to Northwestern, folks. He broke the field or broke the line and got right back there.
No gain on that for JJ.
Zalewski's a big kid. You get up there, they get on that conditioning program. You know, they tack he's 6'6", 245, maybe.
You got the frame to start. That's where you need it. Same thing with Gabe, too. When you get the frame of that to start, you can build off that.
So it looks like everybody up on the line. And there's the give, and that's Colin Wimmers in from 2 yards out. It's down Monarchs. Monarchs increasing their lead.
Wimmers gets a touchdown, but that brings his average down. He's only got 2 yards on that. I mean,
you know what?
I think he'll take the touchdown.
I think he's okay with it. Monarchs up 19-7 with 10:04 left in the game. Man, that drive, they ate up almost 7 full minutes.
Yeah.
6 minutes and 56 seconds.
You like to see that. You like
off
to see that play they run there, because then you got, you know, Coach Lauk tells us that play is actually called Eagle. And he's got so many variations off of that. I can trust him on that. He's got all kind of stuff.
Monarch's going to go for two to try to make it a pure three-score game. Three receivers out to the right, one to the left. Henry in the backfield, Carper in the shotgun, calling this cadence. There's the give to – nope, Carper's going to keep it, and he gets in. He fakes it to J.J. Carper keeps the two-pointer. So there you go, folks. 21-7 is your score. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Union Rural Electric is proud to support local youth through our scholarship programs. Union Rural Electric offers both four-year and two-year PATH scholarships. High school seniors from member households that receive electric services are eligible to compete in this one-time scholarship contest. Seniors, don't miss out on cash for college. Union Rural Electric works to help our community thrive through initiatives led by our employees and our board. For more information on this program, visit URE.com, sponsored by Union Rural Electric.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
Colin Wimmers punches it in from 2 yards out. Brady Carper does basically the same thing for the two-point conversion. 21-7 is the score here. Monarchs on top with 10:04 left in the game. That drive was a 6 minute and 56-second drive. Monarchs just pounding it on the ground. There's Jones. He's going to throw it back to Free, who's on the left-hand side. He's got all kinds of space. He's at the 30. He's at the 35 and finally pushed out of bounds late.
I don't know if that was late. I think he hit him in bounds.
Wolford and Hunter Sheldon were there. Tim Jones took it to the right side, ran up a little bit, pitched it across to the left side to Nana Afriyi, who had a great return on that.
He hit him in bounds, but he definitely made him pay for that. I mean, it was, you had a good angle. You had a good, you know, both had a good full head of steam. And
yeah,
looks like the guy that weighs a little bit less won.
Intelligent, they have phones that range from very basic models to high-end models for users that have high call volume, which is ideal for receptionists, office administrators, and other kinds of applications. For less than $70 a month, go to telegent.net. So Shankman in the shotgun. Two receivers out to the right, one too tight to the left. Shankman looking to throw. He's going to run. Pockets collapse. Brock Powers kind of makes him cut to the inside, and Grady Evans brings him down from behind. Gain of a couple.
They definitely had a shadow on him that time because you saw Brock Powers just sitting there waiting on him. He's like, okay, you're going to run. I'm going to follow you.
Yeah.
I got you.
You know, he realized he might not have had a clean tackle, and what's he do? He pushes him inside.
Yeah.
And big Grady Evans is right there.
Well, that's why you push him inside where the rest of your friends are, and you got to take care of him, you know? I mean, that's...
Grady's a senior, 6 foot, 205 pounds. Perini and Jones go out wide to the right. Beagle out wide to the left. Zalewski now goes out in the slot to the right, running back in the backfield. Sam Shankman in the shotgun. Blitz is coming. It's picked up well. Rolling out to the right, there's Shankman. He's going to try to run. Jackson Snyder's going to try to track him down and barely does.
Jackson's been trailing him all night. He has had his number, and he's been just
all
chasing
night.
Him everywhere. He's
chasing him from the blind side.
He's going to have nightmares, number eight, running around him after.
Bryson Llewellyn was there to help him get him out.
He's got good foot speed, that QB. I mean, he's Shankman. He's can throw the ball good. Watching him warm ups, he can sling it. And
yeah,
he definitely can scramble and, you know.
Yes, he does.
Run when he needs to.
Third and manageable, four to be exact. Spread formation for the Cardinals. Three to the left, one to the right. Shankman calling his cadence ball on the 48-yard line. 21-7 is the score. He's got time to throw. He's looking. He's going to throw, and that's going to be complete to Nick Zalewski. That'll move the chains. Ball down at about the 43-yard line. So let's see. 43 is where they spotted. So it was a gain of five on the play, Steve?
I had nine on that.
They were on the other 48. My bad.
Math on the radio.
That's not my strong suit.
I got you.
So that'll bring up first and 10. They're going to go a little more tempo now. Two receivers split out on either side of the offensive line. Sam Shankman will operate out of the shotgun. Running back Luis Singletary just back off of his left hip. Monarch showing blitz, and it's coming. And there's Carter Dunn trying to wrap him up, and he breaks free. But Brock Powers is there, but that's going to be a sack. Dunn had him for about a loss of nine.
He is not happy about him slipping out of there, too, because he had a foot.
Yeah, he did, and it looks like Shankman might be on the ground.
It's not. Shankman's up.
No, it's a Monarch player. Let's see who it is. Folks, we're going to take a quick timeout. You're listening to Monarch Football on My 96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
In partnership with Ohio's electric cooperatives and the Ohio Energy Project, Union Rural Electric is pleased to provide an award-winning education program for your school. The E3 program is designed to promote energy literacy and understanding of the nature and role of energy in the universe and in our lives. As a school partner, you're provided with the curriculum, laboratory equipment, and support activities to bring STEM learning to the classroom. This program is open to teachers, grades 3 through 12, of science, technology, and environmental science, and is sponsored by Union Rural Electric. For more information, visit URE.com.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My 96.7.
The injured Monarch on the play was Big Mo Saidi, but he's walking off a little gingerly on his own power. I can't believe Sam Shankman got out of that grip by Dunn.
Yeah, Dunn had him. I'm sure Dunn's dad, Mike, might talk to him about that grip a little bit later.
But Brock Powers was there to clean it up. Loss of 6 on the play. Ball back on the 49-yard line, 2nd and 16. Two receivers on either side. Shankman looking to throw. He's got time. He's going down the field for Beagle, and it's going to be caught.
I don't know how he...
And let's see. That might be it. That is a touchdown from 49 yards out. It got a little physical down there, and Beagle just spun and rolled and caught it for a touchdown. His second of the evening. Sweet butter crumpets.
That's disappointing there. You got guys that are, you know, they're not fully holding in the back. They get the hold, then they let them go, and it's like they don't call that at all.
No,
but,
whoever
the corner was here had position on him in the front. And then it was kind of like a back shoulder throw where he had to stop and come back and get it.
Walters on to attempt the PAT, and it is up and good. 21-14 is your score. Come on back. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Monarch's Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarch's Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart. Crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarch's Roofing. 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarch's Roofing, the contractor that cares.
Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My 96.7.
The Cardinals are flying their way back into this game. Sam Shankman hits Beagle again for a second long touchdown. That'll put Beagle over 100 yards receiving on the night with two touchdowns. 21-14 is your score here. 7:48 left in the game. It was awfully physical down there, Steve.
Yeah, it definitely was. I was surprised there wasn't something called one way either.
So here's the return. That's going to be Colin Wimmers. He's going to go up and give him decent field position. You got to give Trey Beagle credit on that. He made a nice readjustment. That ball looked like it was going to be incomplete, and he just kind of spun around, spun almost into it, I would say.
Yeah, it kind of spun back. Like I said, back shoulder throw, what seemed like. I don't think they were that good when he's throwing it from 50 yards away.
No.
It's still, you know, it's still that's what it seemed like to us up here.
But. Yeah. So the Monarchs will take over at their 34-yard line, 7:40 left in the game. They are up by a touchdown. That two-point conversion and that Colin Wimmers touchdown are huge right
huge
now.
Huge right now,
because the Monarchs, had they not capitalized on that drive, would be trailing by a point. Henry in the backfield, Carper under center, thinking we're going to get a heavy dose of J.J. Nope, it's going to be a little screen pass, and it was dropped by Colin Wimmers.
I think that was a backwards pass.
So I think it was, too. That's why Wimmers hustled a fall on it.
You got to hustle to fall on that either way. You don't know how they're going to call that. Nope. So you can't take the chance on that one.
So Wimmers just took his eye off the ball for a minute to see what real estate he had in front of him.
I don't like that play. That's one of the ones
No.
Coach Locke can scratch that one out.
No loss on the play, and because it was a backwards pass, the clock does continue to run.
Yep.
7 minutes
left.
We'll
take that, though.
Yep. Play clock at 12 and winding down. Monarchs, three receivers to the right, one to the left. Wimmers goes in motion. They're going to give it to him the outside again. He's got room. and he's going to pick up a few there, so he will atone for the drop pass.
Still standing, too. It's like they never really got – they just kind of pushed him out of bounds a little bit.
He just lines up in that little slot back, that little wing back, and he goes in motion. When he gets the ball, he's got a full head of steam already.
He does. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like when he's not getting any more out of it, that's full head of steam when he's going there.
It almost reminds me of Griff Johnson when he would run that. He hits the corner like Griff does. You know, I mean,
he does. I don't think he's as big as Griff, but he's definitely got a little. You know, he's got another year yet. He's only a junior.
Sure, he's only a junior. So, gain of 4 on the play. Ball on the 38-yard line. 3rd and 6. Play clock at 5. So they're going to have to hurry up. Monarchs are going to have to use a timeout here.
Coach is trying to get it.
They did. He got it in. So we'll take 30-second timeout. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Do more this summer and save with Middlefield Bank. MB Secure Rewards checking account offers discounts on many travel and leisure activities perfect for the family. From theme park tickets to restaurants and wineries to hotel nights and more. Plus, hit the road knowing you've got identity protection and additional roadside assistance too. Get the perks you want for all your summer fun with MB Secure Rewards checking. Stop on a branch or visit middlefieldbank.bank today. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
We're back, folks. As the play clock was winding down, Mike Young had to burn his second timeout of the half. Thomas Worthington has 2, 6:53 left in the game. 21-14. Monarchs on top. 3rd and 6. Big third down for the Monarch offense. Carper's going to keep it. He's going to have some room, but he's not going to be. He's going to be well short. Do you punt it and try to flip the field, or?
I think you're on the other side of 50. You have to punt it.
I would agree. I would agree. Mike's Roofing, and their services include residential and commercial roof installation, residential and commercial roofing repair, layovers, tear offs, metal roof installation, and more. Call 800-810-6555.
But then again, as soon as I say they have to punt it, that shows why I'm up here in the booth, and they're calling plays down there because it's challenger manhood time.
Let's see what they do. 4th and 2, ball on the 42-yard line. Carper under center. Everybody up.
Come on.
We're going to have a false start on Colin Burris. He jumped. That's twice that we've seen that happen for the Monarchs tonight, where they had short yardage, and false start will kill it, make it 4th and 7. Not a fan.
That's not a good play there.
No, it is not a good play. I think Carper, we know how he runs, and he has the ability to pick that up. You got to be patient.
He's got to find the hole for that. We need a good punt out of this young man here right now.
Nolan Phillips will be punting on his own 20. Zane Graven will be back on about his 32, 33-yard line. It's a good snap, and it's a high booming punt. Gavin's going to call for the fair catch.
You got 6 guys in white jerseys standing around. I mean, even if he didn't fair catch that, he wasn't going very far.
You know what? If he doesn't fair catch that, that might be Monarch football with that many Monarchs around there, because he would have gotten level. So let's see if Sam Shankman has some magic for the Cardinals. Let's see what the Monarchs defense can do. They were able to get off the field for a little bit. Catch a little breather.
We kind of know they both have magic on either side, because he's got 2 interceptions, but yet he's got 2 touchdowns also. So it's like it's just whether – I think he scored a touchdown last, so it's our turn to get this, right?
I like it.
You like the way I think there?
I like the way you think there. 2 receivers on either side of the line. Running back slightly offset to the right hip of Sam Shankman, who is in the shotgun. Monarchs with a 3-man front. They're looking to throw. Pressure's coming. Shankman's looking to throw again, and that's caught by Zalewski. I'm sorry. That's number 18, Jaden Lamb. Going to be a big gain on it. They were on their own 31-4. Yard line for the Cardinals. They are now on the Monarchs 45. Gain of 25 there, Steve?
24.
So 1st and 10 on the 45-yard line. Worthington moving right to left on your dial. 5:11 left in the game. 21-14 is your score. 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left. He's going to fake, and he's going to be wrapped up, and he's going to make a man miss, and Mo Saidi's going to track him down. That'll be another sack for this Monarch defensive line. Jackson Snyder looked like he was the first one in there. Good to see Big Mo in there.
Which Jackson Snyder's been the first in there pretty much all night. Whether he's got a hold of him or not, it's just, you know.
They asked Jackson Snyder, do you think you'll be in the backfield? And he played a little Lionel Richie for him all night long. Loss of two on the play. Big sack there for the Monarchs defense. The secondary's got a hold. Kind of watch those big plays in the middle. But it's hard when you're using a middle linebacker or somebody to spy Shankman, who could easily pick this up. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Sam Shankman in the shotgun. Pressure's coming. Guess who? Jackson Snyder's going to be thrown, and that's going to be complete that time to big Nick Zalewski. And he's still up, and he's finally brought down at the 40-yard line. He'll make it third and manageable for Thomas Worthington.
Gains about seven on that, but
yeah,
still, what, third and?
Third and, let's see,
four,
maybe
third
five.
And five?
4 yards to go now for Thomas Worthington. Third and four.
Third and four with the spot. Ball placed on the 39-yard line. They've got to get to the 35 to acquire the necessary yardage to move the sticks. Play clock still running, 3:38 left. Or that's the game clock. The play clock still running, too. It's inside 10. They hurry up to the line to try to get it off. It's at 5-4. Shankman in the shotgun. They get the snap off. He's looking to throw. He's going down
incomplete.
And incomplete, looking on the far side for Zalewski again. And why not? He's 6'6".
Yeah, I would try to throw. I'd try to throw it up here.
Yep. Four down.
I wouldn't make it, but.
Yeah, I think you could. Four down territory for the Cardinals.
You have to be here.
They have to be. They have two timeouts. Monarchs have one timeout left, and it looks like they are going to go for it on fourth and four. This could, if the Monarchs can stop them here, they'll get the ball back.
You got to play press coverage on these big guys. You've got to play press coverage on these big guys.
Worthington takes a timeout. Scott Gordon wants to talk it over. We're going to take 30 seconds and breathe. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
It's a Sheetz timeout. Earn points with a new My Sheetz Rewards program. Why the Sheetz not? Earn 5 points for every dollar spent in store with the My Sheetz Rewards loyalty program. Redeem your points for customized rewards, including discounts on gas. The more points you earn, the faster you'll climb the ranks, go from fan to friend, and ultimately, freak. Sheetz.com for all the details.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks, at Hamilton Field in Thomas Worthington High School vicinity. Scott Swiezinski, Steve Ishmael, Josh Sermon back at the DLR studios. 3:24 left. Both teams have one timeout. Cardinals facing fourth and four, trying to tie the game up, trailing 21-14. The crowd here at Worthington is getting rowdy. The Monarch sideline is jumping. Three receivers to the left. One to the right. Shankman in the gun, looking to throw. Pressure's coming. He's going to throw. That's it. That's completed. That's going to be a first down. Dominic Perini up across the 30-yard line. The Cardinals live to fight another day.
They pulled a little trickeration out of that a little bit, because they had trips left. Three receivers on the left side sent them on go patterns and ran this kid as a drag across the middle.
Great play call by Scott Gordon and company. Worthington has the ball on the 29-yard line. First and 10, moving right to left. 21-14. Clock continues to run. 2:50 left in the game. Don't tune out, folks. We got a barn burner here. Man goes in motion. Shankman rolling out to the right. Carter Dunn coming from the backside. He's going to keep Shankman in front of him. He's going to get hit and pushed out of bounds.
A whole slew of Monarchs took him out of bounds right there.
Carter Dunn forced it and made a nice move, played the angle, came up a little in front of him, right?
Grady Evans on him, you had Brock Powers on him, there were multiple guys. He comes out of that skirmish without a hat on.
Whoo! So Shankman's going to have to come off for a play.
Yeah, he's lost his hat. He's going to have to come off for a play.
Yeah, he's going to have to come off.
Unless they want to burn a timeout.
I don't know if I would at this point in the game. 2:38, you're trailing by a touchdown.
I don't burn the timeout here, no.
Evan Bates is the backup quarterback. He's a sophomore. No gain on the play. Carter Dunn, man, he was coming
hard.
You got the key on this being a run, right?
I would think so.
You can't let this kid's not coming in.
No, I don't think so. Luis Singletary in the backfield in the pistol formation. Receivers on either side. Evan Bates had to come in for Shankman, who had to go off because he lost his cap. And there it is, the run. And he's going to pick up a few there. It's got to be one of the Cardinals' best run of the night.
Other than one a quarterback keeper there, you know.
No.
That's probably it.
So he picked up four. It is third and eight for the Cardinals. The Monarchs defense trying to get a stop. They've been good in tight field position all night, though.
Let's just keep it that way. When the back's against the end zone, they tighten up a little bit. Let's do that here.
Three-man front for the Monarchs. Three receivers left, one to the right. Shankman back in the game after losing his hap. He's in the shotgun. He's looking left to throw. He's got some time now. He's throwing down the field. He's looking for Tim Jones. And they were going to have a pass interference on Zach Bisang. It was clear. He slapped at the hands before the ball got there, Steve.
But you know what? I'd take that. You have to.
It's a 15-yard penalty?
You got to save the touchdown.
I see where you're at with it, because that would have been a score had he not got on it.
Yeah.
Of course, another second later, maybe he's actually batting the ball out of his hands. But
yeah, but that's a penalty you can take. You don't like to do it, but it's
but
one
you can live,
take.
You can live with it.
You can live with it.
I agree. 1:54 left, 21-14, Monarchs on top. The pass interference against Zach Bisang will be a 15-yard penalty and an automatic first down for Worthington. They are in the red zone now. Ball on the 14-yard line, so they can still get another first down. Same formation, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Thomas Worthington trying to come away with a win on their homecoming. Shankman looking to throw. Pressure's coming.
Ooh!
He gets popped, and it's caught for a touchdown. Wow. Nick Zalewski makes the catch in the middle of the end zone. Sam Shankman got popped, makes the throw, and we've got a 20-20 ball game, 21-20 ball game. Wow. Shankman showing poise.
Showing toughness there, too, because he took a shot.
He did. A 1:49 left in the fourth quarter. Sebastian Walters on to attempt the PAT. The kick is up, and it is good. We're knotted up on 21 at 21. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Duke Insurance has been serving the Marysville community for over 40 years, providing quality, affordable auto, home, life, and commercial insurance products at affordable pricing. Representing A-plus rated carriers like Erie Insurance, they can find the best value and protection for all of your insurance needs. Call 937-644-1055 for a no-obligation insurance quote today, or check us out on our website at iisagencyinc.com.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
And we're back, folks. Sam Shankman's third touchdown of the night ties the game up at 21. The Monarchs will have one timeout left and a 1:49 to do it. Wow. That was a good drive. It's going to be a short kick, and it's going to be bobbled. Monarchs will take over at 32-yard line. They're not kicking it to Wimmers. They're not kicking
kick
it deep
I wouldn't
to anybody
kick it deep
back
to Wimmers
there.
Either. I mean, that's you got too much of a chance to break that away.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a couple of big ones.
All we need here is a couple of decent runs.
Well, you know, one thing you got to think about now, Heller's hit a 36 and a 40-yard line. Confidence is high in him right now.
Correct. 36 and 40, and he had another 10 left. So, I mean, I know the coaches have looked at that. You get a little juiced up here at the end,
sure,
too. Give it a couple more.
So let's see what Coach Young and Coach Lauk. Enjoyed talking to Coach Lauk earlier this week. Can dial up. Three receivers left, one to the right. Henry in the backfield. Carper's going to roll out. He's going to tuck it and pick up maybe two. Clock will still run with a 1:35 left.
tied up at 21. Monarchs have first and 10 on the 33-yard line. They've only got one timeout. Thomas Worthington only has one timeout. Marysville needs to hustle to get to the line as they're going to grind it out. Let's see. Henry off the left hip of Carper. Carper rolling out left. He's looking. It's a little option. He's going to throw. And it's dropped. Pass intended for Cooper Cromwell. Hit him right in the midst, but couldn't come down with it. Would have been able to get out of bounds, too, and make it third and short. Instead, it's third and eight with the ball on the 35-yard line.
8 yards to go for the Monarchs. Line of scrimmage remains the 35-yard line.
That's something I didn't want to see. I didn't want to pass here. I wanted the clock to keep running and us use the timeout if we have to, but I don't want to give them the ball back.
No, I don't either. At any stretch of the imagination, Sam Shankman's been masterful throwing the ball tonight. 3 touchdowns. Trey Beagle's got 2 of them. He's over 100 yards. Owen Harbold out wide to the left. Kale Strickland inside of him. Stackhouse out wide to the right. Shotgun formation. Blitz coming. Carper looking to throw. He's going to hit it to.
Oh, that's a lineman.
That's a lineman. That's going to be a big flag on third down. The pass was intended.
It was intended for
Colin Wimmers. It looked like
you couldn't, see him. I mean, no. You had these guys rushing on the end, 6'5", 6'6", are both coming in there. You can't see over top of them.
No.
You got to give the lineman kudos because he grabbed it and he just took out Moran. He didn't care.
That was Tyson Barker. Yeah, he said, hey, let's make it happen. The question is now, do you decline this? Or does it become third and 15? Or do you make it fourth and short? Or fourth and long?
I think you decline this because you want the ball. You don't want if you take the penalty, then you actually get to we get another play at it.
Right.
I would think you would decline this.
63 seconds left in the contest. We're tied up at 21, so they're going to talk it over. Coach Scott Gordon's going to go out and talk to the referees. Maybe he was eligible and we just didn't know.
I doubt it.
So. It's going to be a loss of down on that, so the Monarchs will have to punt. So that
I didn't think that was a loss of down.
Well, either way,
I mean, I understand why
it's fourth down.
Yeah, I could understand. But yeah, like you said, either way.
Either way, it's fourth
down. I would think
it'd
be loss of down or it would be the yardage, not both, but.
The Monarchs have been up and down all night on both sides of the ball. They've had great defensive stands. They've had great offensive drives. It's a good snap to Phillips. They're coming in for it. And that's going to be a
nice kick on it, though.
Yeah. It's going to be, let's see what it's going to be, offsides maybe. It's fourth and 13, so 5 yards doesn't
you
help
think they
us
were
much.
Going, think they were going after him?
I think
what?
So. There was somebody in the backfield. I did not see who the number was for Worthington, but he was back there pretty quick.
Substitution.
So that'll move it 5 yards. That'll help Nolan Phillips. He's been the main punter the last few games and has done well doing so. And you got to remember, Phillips is a sophomore. So Zane Graven will be back for the Cardinals to receive. He's going to be at about his 35-yard line. So the Cardinals might have some decent field position. Ball right about the 35-yard line, give or take. Fourth and 8. Roughing the kicker call would be nice here.
Yeah, it would be. But you got to make sure you get the kickoff first.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if they get a piece of it, it doesn't matter.
So let's see what's going. The refs have not started the clock yet. There's exactly 60 seconds left in the game.
No, it was 1-0-3.
Was it? Oh, they're resetting it. Okay. That was the confusion why they hadn't wound it.
Yeah.
Steve, always there to pick me up, man.
Guys down here yelling 104. I'm like, nope, 103. I remember you called 63 seconds.
Oh, that's right. Look, you listen to me.
I do.
Can you teach my wife to do that?
No.
It's going to be a booming kick.
I like it.
It's going to take a nice roll. He's going to let it go. And it's going to be down at about the 28-yard line with 52 seconds left in the game. Wow, what a finish.
I didn't want them to end up with a ball here.
No.
But, it's like, now you got to buckle down, defense. Let's go. And you think Coach Harris got to throw something different at him, I would think.
I would think so. So the Cardinals will take over on their 27-yard line. Both team has one timeout left. 52 seconds left in the game. Spread formations, receiver split out on either side. Very familiar formation. Three-man front for the Monarchs. Linebackers are back a little bit. Pressure is coming. That's going to be completed. That's going to be a big gain to the running back, Luis Singletary. That's going to move the sticks. No, it won't. I apologize, folks. But he's, nope.
That's
I was right.
The sticks. Yeah, he's on the other side of the sticks. Yeah.
Yep, I thought so. So, and he gets out of bounds to stop it. So the ball now at the 37-yard line. He got 10 exactly on that. Three receivers to left. You have Parini. You've got Beagle and Zalewski on the right side. You've got Tim Jones. Sam Shankman in the shotgun. Pressure's coming a little bit. He's got some time. He's going to roll out. More pressure coming. He's dancing around in the backfield. He's still dancing. Grady Evans closing in, and he's going to get out of bounds and pick up a couple. I tell you what, Steve, you described Sam Shankman in the perfect manner earlier tonight. Shifty.
Yeah.
That's the best way to describe
him. He is deceivingly quick, too.
Yes.
I mean, that's just it just doesn't look like that would be something he'd be doing, but he's really good. I'm impressed.
5'10", 190-pound junior, so they'll have him for another year. He actually lost a yard on that. So second 11. He also wasted some time with 35 seconds.
Yeah, I like
seconds.
The wasting time part. Yep.
Oh, no, they do respot it now. Pick up two on that second and nine, or pick up on one. Three receivers on the left side, one to the right side. Three-man front for the Monarchs. Saidi trying to get some pressure. Shankman rolling to his right. He's looking to throw, and that's going to be incomplete.
We like that. We'll take that.
Well, I tell you, Talon Wolford was right there. He saw that ball and broke towards it but couldn't get to it. That would have been, if he could have, he's got some speed. So, you know, he could have made it back there. But that brings up third and nine right now for Marysville. Because of the incompletions and getting out of bounds, neither team's had to burn a timeout. Both sitting at one, tied up at 21. Monarch defense needs a hold here, get off the field. Now, let's see what happens. It might be four down territory for the Cardinals. One receiver to the right, three to the left. Monarchs moving their linebackers up. Now they back up. All day to throw. He's going to throw, and that's going to be incomplete. They wanted a pass interference.
They did, but, you know, it's just kind of gotten away. It didn't really do much to him.
Well, to be honest.
You were correct here. They're kicking this.
They're kicking it. To be honest with you, I thought it might have been a little hold on Zalewski because Bryson Llewellyn broke towards the ball, and Zalewski hold him. It's one of those where it's late in the game and it's a little handsy. You let it go, right?
You can't. You got to call the game just as tight as you do in the beginning as you do at the end. That's the only fair way to do it. Now, I know it's not going to happen that way.
I was going to say, the same football game.
I can still like that, but yeah.
Back for the Monarchs, Zach Bising at about his 20-yard line. Zane Gavin into punt. It's going to be a high, booming punt. What a good punt that is. And it's going to bounce.
He touched it already.
Yeah, I thought he did, but it's going to roll to the 15-yard line. So we might be looking at overtime here.
Yeah, there's a good possibility of that. I'm not even sure what the overtime rules are anymore.
Very much like college.
Is it? Okay.
I believe so. Both teams start at maybe the 25. Both teams get a chance. 12 seconds left. The Monarchs have 85 yards to go. Tied up at 21. Monarchs had a big drive, ate some clock in the first or the third quarter into the fourth. Thomas Worthington answered with a pretty good ball control clock. They ate a lot of time up because they keep it in the middle. So don't go anywhere, folks. We will be back with overtime. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
At Ohio State Marion, whatever your path, every degree is an Ohio State degree. Many students choose to start their Ohio State journey at a regional campus. At Ohio State Marion, you'll enjoy the caliber and opportunities of a Big Ten university and a close-knit campus community close to home. Knowing that no matter which campus you graduate from, your diploma will read the Ohio State University. Many campuses, one Ohio State.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
And we're back, folks. We're going into overtime, tied at 21. Neither team late in the fourth could do anything to end the game, so here we have it. So J.J. Henry and Joseph Brew will go out for the toss. Steve, it almost feels like the team that has the ball last will be the one that wins.
Yeah, that's why I'm talking about a momentum swing here. It's like they have the momentum right now. We don't. I mean,
certainly
that's,
you do. All right, so here are the rules. Each team gets a possession to score from the opponent's 20-yard line they start at. Coin toss will determine it. So the first team will start first and 10. It ends when either they score or they don't, right? There could be ties if both teams do not score in the overtime session.
Also, it says one overtime, that's it?
I think so. If I'm reading
unless
this
that's changed, yeah.
Oh, no, I agree. I regress. There are overtimes until they score. The team with the most points at the end of the period wins the game. I read that wrong. I apologize, folks. It's the last overtime game I think we've seen was in 2021, Monarchs, Gabe Powers and Company and Hilliard Derby.
Yeah.
And that ended with the forced fumble by Errol Will, right?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And you know what? We won that 21-14. So really, that's every possession becomes important.
Yeah, we're just sitting here trying to figure out what's the strategy, what you want to do.
Who's going to defend what, yeah.
Which end do you want to go in? Which do you have a choice of? You would like to go towards your own band, really, because
sure.
Otherwise they're playing when you're on offense, you know, and you can't. I don't know if it affects them that much where they can't hear, but.
Got to think it's got some impact.
It's got to have something, yeah. Thomas Worthington gets the ball first, what I just heard here,
yep.
So.
First overtime, Marysville on defense. Thomas Worthington will have the ball. So Thomas Worthington will get the ball at the Monarchs' 20-yard line.
So we won the toss and deferred,
yes.
Which is good.
Yes, because if you get a stop here, all you got to do, I mean, you run a couple plays and let Heller chip it in, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, especially we haven't seen the Monarch run game in a couple of series, which tells me we might see them if it trends hold in this game. You know, they'll get a series with ground and pound, and then they'll go silent for a little bit, and then a couple, and then silent.
Yeah.
They just have to keep
it's in spurts that they're getting, you know, and it's just not traditional Marysville football we've got going on here. But
quick key for halftime. What do the Monarchs need to do?
Just stop them here.
Just stop them.
It's simple. It's simple as that. You know, it's you just got to challenge each other here, and this is, you know, digging deep.
Cardinals crowd getting loud. First and 10, ball on the 20-yard line. Spread formation. Shankman looking to throw. He's got time. Now pressure's coming, and there's Snyder from behind tracking him down. Shankman's going to run it, and he's going to be brought down inside the 15. Poor Jackson Snyder, man, just can't get to Sam Shankman.
If there is a stat for almost sacks, he's got 12.
Yeah. Actually, if you go back through the whole season, he might be leading the state in almost sacks.
Yeah.
He is back there. He is a force.
I wanted to get in before they started to play. That it'd be nice to finally get him, behind the line of scrimmage, get a sack here. But
well,
I couldn't get it in, and it's like
there's still time left. No clock running here, so you've got second down and about three. It looks like pistol formation.
Ooh, false start.
We're going to have a false start there.
Start.
Yep, they wave it dead. That's going to be big.
We'll take that.
On second and three, makes it second and eight. Ooh.
Yeah, they haven't had much.
Not a lot of penalties.
Very many penalties. I had them at five total for about 40 yards is all I had. And this five-yarder is not beneficial for them at all.
That's a critical, critical penalty. That's a little nerve, a little jumpy right there.
Yeah, that's wanting to get a good jump, wanting to get a good start. But,
Two receivers right, two to the left. One back, that's Singletary in the backfield. Shankman calling his cadence. Monarchs with a three-man front. Shankman looking to throw. There's pressure coming again. Snyder
come on.
Looking for the end zone, and that's calling it.
He's got
they called it a touchdown.
He's got to call a hold there. He hooked Jackson Snyder coming around there.
Wow.
He hooked him.
Wow. I didn't see who caught that.
Dominic.
Was it Dominic Perini?
Yeah.
Sebastian Walters will get the chance to make the PAT. Monarchs will get an opportunity to tie it up to send it into a second overtime. And you're right, I believe there was a little bit of an egregious hold, but they don't call it. 28-21, Worthington on top. Come on back, the Monarchs will get the ball. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Look, Mike's Roofing Incorporated tears off and installs new roofs every day. Call for a free estimate and inspection. Mike's Roofing Incorporated services include residential and commercial roof installation and repair. They constantly educate themselves on new products and procedures and hire, train, and retain the finest craftsmen. Residential or commercial, repair or replace, look to Mike's Roofing Incorporated. Call for an estimate or schedule your roofing job today at 740-387-ROOF. And check them out online at mikesroofinginc.com.
Under the lights, Friday night. Welcome to Marysville High School football on the new My96.7.
So the Monarchs deferred in overtime, and Thomas Worthington made him pay for it on the 18-yard strike from Sam Shankman, his fourth of the night, to Dom Perini. Monarchs now have the ball first and 10 on the 20. There's the give. That's going to be Colin Wimmers, I believe.
Colin Wimmers, he carries the ball inside the right half.
And they're going to pick up about six or seven there.
Yeah, good first
good
run.
First down.
Don't have to worry about any clock here. You know,
nope.
You got four down territory no matter what.
Yep.
I'll take it.
That touchdown, though, you know, deferring, you got
to
rely on your defense, right? Because
you
now the
to.
Pressure's on Marysville's offense to answer. The question is, do you go for two and try to win the game?
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
We saw that ask once against Delaware Hayes.
Ask me after we score here.
Both backs in the backfield, shotgun formation. They're going to give it to Wimmers. He's going to get bottlenecked up, but he'll pick up maybe
he's
a couple there.
He's got a couple there, yeah.
Make it third and short. So it'll be third and two.
So why did I feel like we started on the 25, but the marker's on the 20 and the 10?
No, we started on the 20.
Okay.
We did. That's the rule. You start on the 20, no clock runs. Play clock does run, so you've got to worry about that. Big Jackson Snyder checking into the game. Stackhouse goes out wide to the right.
This is two power runs here for
it's
me.
It's got to be. Wimmers and Henry on either side. Carver
Wimmers with Henry
it.
Leading.
And Wimmers has got the first down, and he's down to about the five-yard line. Jackson Snyder pumping his fist.
You know, as much as you want the ball to be in J.J. Henry's hand, he's also a hell of a blocker.
He does a fantastic job. He led the way there. Reminds me of like a Mike Allstott, the way just the force. Or a Lorenzo Neal for the Chargers.
Oh, so, well, you're gonna throw Scatabo in that because that dude's going to have CTE by the time he's 25.
First and goal on the six-yard line for the Monarchs. Same set. Receivers go out wide to the left. Two backs in the backfield. And there's the give to J.J. there. And he's in for the touchdown. J.J. from 6 yards out makes it 27-28. So here we go. What are they going to do here? Are they going to go for two, try for the win? Mike Young is crazy enough to do it. Let's see what he does.
I don't see Heller coming out.
I don't either. They're going to go for two, it looks like. Sweet buttered crumpets.
Oh, here we go. I like
Steve's
got
to stand up.
I like the call.
I like it as well.
You're on the road. You go for two to win the game and get out of here.
Henry in the backfield. Carper under center. Everybody on the line for the Cardinals. And
yes,
he's down!
Touchdown!
J.J. Henry with a two-point conversion.
There we go, folks.
Brings it. Monarchs win 29-28. Holy cow. He won off to the left and
give
was in there for the win.
Give me a sweet butter crumpets there,
wow,
my friend.
Sweet butter crumpets. Monarchs win 29-28 in overtime. Come on back, folks. Steve and I are going to wrap it up. You're listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years. Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at telligent.net. That's TelleGent.net.
Welcome to Marysville High School Football on the new My96.7.
We're back at Hamilton Field in Worthington, Ohio, where the Monarchs have won in overtime on a two-point conversion run by J.J. Henry after he found pay dirt from 6 yards to keep the Monarchs alive. Let's talk about how we got here, folks. It started in the first quarter. Monarchs take the ball. They march down the field 79 yards. J.J. Henry punches it in from 1 yard out. Isaac Heller made the PAT. He was perfect on the night. Later in the first quarter, though, big plays have hampered the Monarchs all season, especially defending the pass. This time, Sam Shankman throws the first of his four touchdowns to Trey Beagle on a slant that went catch and run for 65 yards. It was 7-7. In the second quarter, Isaac Heller would make the first of his two field goals, this time from 36 yards out, makes it 10-7. We go into halftime there. In the third quarter, the Monarchs would drive down, putting trust in their senior kicker, this time from 40 yards out. Heller nails it, and it's 13-7. Monarchs look like they might start to pull away. Thomas Worthington didn't have much offense in the third quarter. The Monarchs took the ball with 5 minutes left in the third quarter and put together a drive that carried almost 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. It was a 6 minute, 56-yard drive. Colin Wimmers finds pay dirt from 2 yards out there, and then Brady Carper goes for two and converts it to make it 21-7. But Sam Shankman and company would not be denied. Just about 3 minutes later, he hit Trey Beagle, who made a great adjustment on a ball. There was a little contact on both sides. Beagle was able to catch the ball and go in for the touchdown, this one from 49 yards out. It made it 21-14. Monarchs offensively struggled a little bit at that point, but did not give up. They couldn't do anything with it, and it would turn around. Nick Zalewski would catch a 14-yard touchdown pass from Sam Shankman, who took a shot on the play. He got hit hard to tie it up with a minute 49 left. We would go into overtime, folks. Marysville would defer after winning the toss and try to make Worthington score, and they did. Sam Shankman does it again, this time hitting Dominic Perini from 18 yards out to make it 28-21. The Monarchs get their shot at overtime. Both teams get an opportunity to score. And what do? They do what the Monarchs do best. They pounded the ball. It was a combination of Colin Wimmers and J.J. Henry. Henry punches it in from 6 yards out for the touchdown after Wimmers picked up a big third down. And Coach Young fashion, I'm going to say, decides to go for two in the victory, and J.J. Henry goes off tackle to the left, almost untouched, and punches it in for the win. Monarchs move to 4-4. Thomas Worthington falling to 1-7, and they might be the best 1-7 team I've ever seen.
I would 100% agree with that statement, that they are the best 1-7 football team we've seen in a long, long time, if ever. But you got to give it kudos to this Monarch team that just said, we're going to be the one, like you said, we're going to be the last ones with the ball, and we're going to score, and then we're going to go for two, going to win, and we're going to be the last ones with the ball win. You know, it's just you got to give a shout out to the offensive line.
Yes.
You got to give a shout out to the lead running backs that they're doing there, and these guys played as a team. They didn't give up. They got beat on a couple big plays,
sure,
which is going to happen, but it happens a lot with us.
Yes.
But it's like they did not give up. They kept going. They kept going. They kept going. And that's the vibe that you get from Coach Young. It's like there is zero quit. What's the back of their shirt say? Get better. No excuses.
No excuses. Get better.
There's no excuses. There's nothing wrong with this team here. You got a couple guys. I've got two guys over 100 yards from Marysville. You got J.J. Henry's got 22 carries for 127, and Colin Wimmers has 11 carries for 101.
He ran the ball hard tonight. Those sweeps were just working for him.
Yeah, they did great with that. Total team runs at 46 for 286.
Ooh.
Yardage isn't great for that many carries.
No.
But it's still, it gets the job done. But what kills us again, quarterback had he was 17 to 27 for 317 and four TDs.
Shoo.
I mean, he had... four of those were really big plays,
yeah,
that were touchdowns?
Yeah.
And it's just we just can't defend that piece across the middle.
No, it's definitely,
and it's a hole in the defense, and it's nothing bad about it. It's just a hole there.
It's just something they've got to watch film and figure out how to correct it and what they can do. So what? Wow.
I'm good with the wow there. I mean, I just don't. I was getting a little worried about what was going to transpire here, but then. When you can feel the energy coming from the other side of the sidelines over there, and Coach Young is one of those guys that you can feel that off of him, it is just,
yes,
we both figured they were going for two.
Yeah.
Because traditionally, that's what the book tells you to do.
Right.
You're on the road, you get a chance to last score, you get to put it away, you go for two. Nobody would fault him if they didn't get that. But these guys were not going to be denied with that.
Well, you know, and at that point, with the way the offensive line looked, like you talked about, Steve, you know, they were back to, and I talked about it going into overtime, they'd have a couple of series where they ran the ball well, and then a couple of series where they looked out of sync, and then a couple series, you know, and we had looked out of sync. And when you go in first down and Colin Wimmers in overtime picks up 6 yards right off the rip, you got to put it in their hands. I liked the formation. They run this a bit, but they ran it the whole time in overtime. Both Wimmers and Henry on either hip of Carper. And you talked about it, and it was key for those grinding yards that Wimmers picked up in that overtime drive. Henry getting out front saying, if I'm not the ball carrier, I want my guy behind me to get the yards that
he still
needs.
Part of this. I'm still part of making sure this guy's getting yards. Either you're getting yards or I'm getting yards. But we as a team, we're making sure we're getting that first down.
Yes, and they did. And we saw that whole drive, and we saw it. And I think part of what I saw on that two-point conversion is very often Marysville runs the Carper keeper there, and I think they were bunched in on the inside, and I think Carper sells that really well, and it freed Henry up to spring to score two to win the game.
The one thing that I noticed about that is that these guys knew. They must have told them, if we score, we're going for two, because they got to the line quick.
Yep.
They didn't give a chance. You know, Thomas Worthington didn't have a chance to adjust or even look at it to be able to call a timeout or to be able to even look at it saying, hey, we're going to do this. There was no chance for that. You had to rely on what you've seen all night, and they threw a different play at him. He was wide open.
He ran in untouched. Untouched.
They weren't ready for that.
There you have it. Want to give a big thanks to Garrett Sendelbach and the crew here at Thomas Worthington for the accommodations at Hamilton Field. Your game time tonight, 2 hours and 38 minutes. Next week, Monarchs are on the road again for more OCC Cardinal action. They travel to Olentangy Berlin High School to face the Bears, who were winning against Jerome tonight, by the way, the last I saw.
They won 20-3.
20-3, so there you have it. So Bob Kennedy, announcers roundtable, 6 o'clock. Steve and I will be here at 7 for the kickoff. If you don't want to make the trip to Berlin, we'll see if the Monarchs can continue to fight for a playoff position. From Hamilton Field at Thomas Worthington High School, your final score, Marysville Monarchs 29, Thomas Worthington Cardinals 28. For Josh Sermon back at the WBLR studios, for Steve Ishmael, I'm Scott Swiezinski. You were listening to Monarch Football on My96.7 and AM 1270, powered by Union Rural Electric, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Good night, folks.
Union Rural Electric is proud to support local youth through our scholarship programs. Union Rural Electric offers both four-year and two-year path scholarships. High school seniors from member households that receive electric service are eligible to compete in this one-time scholarship contest. Seniors, don't miss out on cash for college. Union Rural Electric works to help our community thrive through initiatives led by our employees and our board. For more information on this program, visit URE.com, sponsored by Union Rural Electric.
Monarch Roofing, a company dedicated to providing outstanding service to customers and the community. Communication is the key. Monarch's Roofing delivers unparalleled workmanship on every assignment. They provide the support your project needs and deserve. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Serving Marysville and Union County, Dublin, Plain City, and Hilliard. Serving with heart, crafting with care. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters. Installer, Monarch's Roofing. 937-738-2318. Quality you want, protection you need, and the service you deserve. Monarch's Roofing, the contractor that cares.
From every snap to every catch to every end zone celebration, Middlefield Bank is helping neighbors enjoy life with personalized banking solutions that work for you. From earning cashback rewards at the concession stand to checking your balance under the Friday night lights, you can do it all with MB. Stop in and see us or visit us online at middlefieldbank.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Monarchs play here. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7. Under the lights, Friday night. It's Marysville Monarch High School football on the new My 96.7.
Marysville Monarch High School football is brought to you by Union Rural Electric, OSU Marion, Mike's Roofing, Middlefield Bank, Sheets, Duke Insurance, Telligent, and Monarch Roofing.
Where we meet, you make the night. I always cross the lines. I need your bell.
Hey, this is Lee from Delaware City Digest. It's my music, but you can listen too. It's my 96.7.
Are flipping through the record collection and choosing some tunes. Hang on, the music's coming right back on the new My 96.7.
The stations with Del Mar Media, Classic Rock 95X, and My 96.7 can show you ways to reach your potential and build your brand. Grow your business, enjoy success, and all it takes is one phone call. So call us, 740-368-9357, during normal business hours. After all, your customers are our listeners. Keep them coming and bring new ones with them. Expand your bottom line. Call Classic Rock 95X or My 96.7 today. 740-368-9357. 740-368-9357. Advertise with us. We can help you achieve your goals.
Is your office telephone system on its last legs? Then you need to call Telligent. We provide business systems from one phone to 100. Telligent has served the Delaware Union, Marion, and Morrow County area for over 20 years.
Telligent phone systems have all of the rich features that your office needs for a fast-paced environment, from custom answering greetings to sold-on-hold messages to Bluetooth wireless headsets and much more. You can also have your voicemail and or faxes sent to your email, and these are standard features with Telligent's phone system. Our systems start as low as $6 per phone per month. We also provide true high-speed internet connections with monitored managed router services at wholesale rates. Telligent monitors your service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. When we detect a problem, we fix it in most cases before you know there's an issue. The best part is that our services are less than what you're currently paying, and there's no lengthy contracts. Find out more at telligent.net. That's TelleGent.net.
Your local TV and radio stations provide the most trusted news, emergency information, entertainment, and live sports, which your community relies on every day, without costly subscriptions. Don't let big tech silence local voices. Take action now to urge Washington to modernize the rules and keep local stations in your community.
I have a friend, about 50, had a bad accident and couldn't go back to work. If you're between the ages of 49 and 63 and can't go back to your job because of a physical or mental disability, Social Security could pay you as much as $3,800 a month. If you or a family member is unable to work because of a disability, call the Social Security Disability Helpline. Our team will give you a free case review and explain to you how much money you're entitled to. And you won't pay anything unless we get you benefits. See if you or a family member is entitled to close to $45,000 a year in Social Security disability funds. Remember, this is not something for people over the age of 65. If you're under 65 and can't work, call now.
800-478-3104. 800-478-3104. That's 800-478-3104.